government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. It is the 11th day of June, 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. We're also going to have open phones throughout the 4 hours, an open line Wednesday, though Bob Chapman briefly joined us yesterday. He'll be with us in the second hour, but we'll have open phones then as well on the economy and where we see it basically going to, where it's going to. Very important broadcast lined up for you today. In the news, MSNBC poll, do you believe President Bush's actions justify impeachment? 70,000 different responses, 89% yes. Between the secret spying, the deceptions leading to war, and more, there's plenty to justify putting him on trial. But there is a complete mainstream media blackout on the fact that Congressman Dennis Kucinich yesterday introduced 35 articles, 35 different reasons to impeach President Bush. Now, I mentioned it yesterday, but I want to play some of the congressmen who were trying to line up for the show right now, because these are all very serious charges he's made, and they're all public. It's all admitted by the White House itself. This indictment, or this call for an indictment, if the House votes for it, that then is an indictment, and it goes to the Senate for the trial. So these charges are not debatable. In fact, many of the charges he brought forward aren't even the tip of the iceberg. But we can also myopically get focused in on George W. Bush. He's a loathsome, very easy to hate, non-lovable individual. But just remember, at the end of the day, he doesn't mind being hated. In fact, he likes it. You hurt them by talking about how they're puppets, talking about how they're nothing, talking about how Karl Rove and him are just little fake front men who really run nothing, but who carry out orders from those higher up above them, like the Global Ruling Council, the Bilderberg Group, that no national media covered, no, quote, mainstream media covered, a complete blackout on the Fed chairman, whose normal every move is watched, the Fed president, the private Federal Reserve, the Queen of the Netherlands, the Queen of Spain, David Rockefeller, Henry Kissinger, Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates, all of them meeting Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and leaving Sunday. But daring Americans, people who love liberty and freedom, did go there and did bullhorn them at point-blank range to great danger to ourselves. And I'm really blown away that I've seen some armchair quarterbacks on alternative media sites and emails I've gotten saying we didn't do enough, or we didn't do it right, or there wasn't enough of us out there, or I should have done this, or I should have done that. Listen, I'm not even here to criticize you back. I'm just saying you really should get in the arena. You really should get in the ring, down on the field, and take a walk in our shoes for a mile before you criticize. And yes, I knew it was going to happen. They're now saying our protest was staged, it wasn't real, and that we worked for Bilderberg. This is the government. They can't allow us to have any victories against tyranny, so they have to try to steal those from the people by just this hyper-cynicism that we see. I don't want to spend too much time on this, but it is brain rot that holds us back to a certain extent. I have now seen a website saying that I'm putting pyramids and Illuminati symbols in my films, Martial Law, Terror Storm, Endgame, that it's secret programming. When we talk about the New World Order, we show a pyramid. It's open on the screen. Yes, we're showing you the New World Order's symbol, but not subliminally, on the surface, to show people our enemy's symbol. You know, if I show a Nazi flag in my film talking about Hitler, I'm not for Hitler. I mean, come on, criticize the government and the media. Me for showing the enemy symbol?
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It, the tip of the spear, the very front lines in the info war, the fight for free humanity, the fight to unlock as many minds as we can to the threat of world government, the institutional generational wealth that has combined its forces together, centered in London in the last 200 years, waging war against free humanity, carrying out open, gigantic, soft-kill eugenics operations against all of us, every FBI agent, every police officer. We have brought you top scientists. We have brought you genetic engineers. We have brought you the inventor of the polio vaccine, top eugenicist, admitting what they did to you. We are here warning you, please listen to me. In your heart, in your soul, if you have any discernment, you know that I'm telling you the truth. You know, you've already read and seen enough in your life, even pieces of it. Now learn more. Find out that I have dedicated my life and that millions of other wonderful people across the globe have dedicated their lives to exposing the world government. Open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. First-time callers, tell us you're a first-time caller. You will go to the head of the line. In fact, the more I think about it, I don't want people who've been calling in every single week to be able to dominate the discussion. So today, at least in the first 2 hours, I am going to take first-time callers only. Just made that decision live here on air, flying by the seat of our pants. 1-800-259-9231. So purge all the phones and let people who are first-time callers call in. 1-800-259-9231. Let me just run through the stack of news now, then I'll go back through more detail later, or I'll never get to it. Again, do you believe President Bush's actions justify impeachment? 89% of 70,000-plus respondents say yes. Between the secret spying, the deceptions leading to war, and more, there's plenty to justify putting him on trial. Gazprom, that's the big Russian energy giant, predicts oil will reach $250 per barrel in the near future. Another headline here out of Canada, 250-year bus, oil baffles experts. Let me just add to the oil story. I was listening to Neil Bortz driving into the office this morning, and his callers were calling in going, why is oil so high? Well, why is oil so high? And he lied to them. He's not stupid. And as a fake libertarian there to deceive and neutralize and ensure that true conservatives don't wake up and take the country and the world back, he's not stupid. Very intelligent man. I've met him, had him walk up to me, start cussing at me on the street. He said that it's speculators and the environmentalists won't let us drill. Well, let me just give you the facts. More than 70% of gas price increases worldwide. Speculations about 20% of the 30% that's left, about 10% is environmental restrictions. More than 70% is dollar devaluation, and he knows it. The media, the mainstream media knows it. They will not say it. And I hear these bumbling callers calling in going, it's the Arabs, they're doing it to us, and the Democrats have got a conspiracy. And Bort says, yes, it's a conspiracy. They won't let us drill in Anwar. They won't let us drill in Alaska. And that is a very small piece of it. Most of it is the fact that the dollar has been devalued. Oil usage is actually down on the year because of its price. It's so frustrating to have most of my family working in the oil industry here in Texas for generations and to know basically everything about it. And to have Dr. Corsi, an expert on it as well. And it just totally frustrates me that I continue to see the people lied to about this. It is the dollar devaluation. And why is it important to educate the public? Because then we can politically force the globalists to not continue to devalue the dollar. They're devaluing it by as much as a penny every month. You're like, oh, a penny, that's not much. They've already devalued it to 165, 166 against the euro. When the euro opened at 82 cents in 2000 against it. So that is a swing now, an incredible swing. Depending on how you look at it, it's between 50 and 70% reduction. If you look at it with the opening of the euro, it's a 70 plus. If you look at it from the euro at with parity in 2002 against the dollar, we're talking 55% or so. It goes up and down each day. But you can't. We're not strong enough. We don't have a big enough megaphone. We can't reach these poor people. I just want to warn them. I want to warn people that there are thousands of studies, totally documented government studies here as well, admitting that cell phone use will give you a brain tumor right on the side of your head where you use the phone. Guaranteed. Ted Kennedy's got one. Formerly, it was a tumor that one in a couple million people got. Now, hundreds of thousands a year are getting it. Every form of cancer is exploding. They've always got some made-up reason for it when the studies actually show what's doing it. I want to warn people that they've done Australian, British, and U.S. studies showing that the average Westerner under the age of 30 has the hearing of a 70-year-old. You know why that is? Headphones, folks. See, in radio, we know this. And now 13 years on radio, I've lost a lot of my hearing, and I'm having to make myself turn the headphones down really low, but it's a catch-22 because I've already lost hearing. And so I understand what headphones do. Headphones are making you deaf, okay? I want to warn you about that. It's a normal instinct. I want to warn you that sodium fluoride eats holes in your brains and attacks every organ and calcifies the pituitary, the hypothalamus, and others. Thousands of studies. Total fact. I want to warn police officers that they've had studies for 20 years with massive, in some studies, as much as a tenfold, most studies show about a fivefold increase in testicular cancer, men. Will the cops refuse to have radar guns, or will they demand that they be mounted in the front of the car and they direct them by a handheld device or something? No. Am I trying to get out of radar tickets? No. I don't want you dying of testicular cancer or having your testicles amputated. I'm just trying to warn you. People can say, oh, you fearmonger on your show. I sit here reading all the things that are hurting us. They've had studies for 50 years that multiple types of plastics that are in most of the drinking glasses and bottles and packaging we use in their manufacture leach massive amounts of hormone-mimicking, estrogen-mimicking hormones, and that's a major reason for different types of cancers. And feminization of men and hyperfeminization of women. There are now hundreds of thousands in the U.S., tens of thousands of 3-year-old and 4-year-old girls that have to be given hormone shots. Instead of telling them, get your child off plastics, get them off hormone milk, when they know what's doing it, and they don't even tell them get off the hormones. They say, oh, we'll give you another hormone to block that. And then they get things like Cushing's disease and others that causes all sorts of hormonal malfunction. You know how dangerous it is to give people high doses of different types of hormones to suppress other hormones? And there's hundreds of issues. I was thinking about it this last night and this morning. Things were racing through my mind. I want to warn you about this. I want to warn you about that. I mean, it is an insane society. And then you've got them knowingly putting hundreds of different identifiable high-powered cancer viruses that cause cancer in your vaccines. I've got all the studies going back that I learned 10 years ago where they find levels of Prozac, levels of Ritalin, levels of birth control female hormone in water supplies that aren't connected to large human populations that shouldn't have the drugs in it. And it's at levels where it couldn't just be from leaching from human waste that it's being added. Do you understand you and I and all of us are under undebatable attack? The eugenicists said they would do it. The Eugenics Society stated it. I've made a film, Endgame, showing you their quotes, showing you the documents. I'm going to make a part two to Endgame, where we just go through nothing but their own studies and their admissions. You know, a lot of the establishment people think I'm weak. They think I've got a problem because I care about other people. They think it's stupid. But what happens to a society where nobody cares about anybody else? It falls apart. President Bush regrets his legacy as a man who wanted war. That's his job, though, to take the blame for it when he's just a puppet, and then they move on and give us an Obama or a McCain. Boffin predicts computer games will help kids create genetically engineered life forms. Princeton Packet reports on that. Another one out of the News of Australia. Pentagon okays brainwave binoculars. They're already making the troops take implantable chips. Now they're saying, you want to be a fighter pilot? Got to take a brain chip. Mainstream news. Chrysler building on the block, sovereign Arab fund to pay $800 million for the famous Chrysler building. An Italian snags the Flatiron building in New York because that's because the dollar's been devalued down to nothing. They've got the money. They're coming in and buying everything up. The government's now made what's being purchased secret. You only see a blurb here, a blurb there when it's publicly announced by the company. Obama admits smoking cigarettes in the last few months. Who cares? U.S. bars ID refuseniks from planes, but not ID losers, the register. You see, if you say you don't have your ID or you lost it, they let you on the plane. Or if you're an illegal alien, they do. It's selectively enforced. It's like you get a bank account without an ID if you're a foreigner, but not a citizen. And it says, yes, if you say you lost it, you get on. But if you say you refuse, you don't. It's all about making you submit. FBI agent says, special agent says, catastrophic attack is revenge for torture, Abu Ghraib. Total disinfo, we'll cover that. Iran threatened after Gates visits Bilderberg meeting, defense secretary. Lawmaker asked McCain to talk to 9/11 theorist as hunger striker going into his 16th day. We're going to have him pop in today. Goes into his 16th day in front of McCain's office. 7 people arrested for cheering in high school graduations, South Carolina. Any reason to arrest people? It's all coming up. Your phone calls, Bob Chapman. It is Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, the 11th day of June, 2008. The websites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, JonesReport.com, Infowars.net are on the cutting edge of the resistance. We'll be right back.
Hemp. the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 11, 2008, gold, 875, 30-ounce gold coins can be purchased for 901, 443.85 for half, 221.93 for quarter. That's 901, 443.85, and 221.93. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
We know the truth. You hear the reality here. We are desperately trying to warn the planet. That's the bottom line.
coming up in about 2 hours, we got Blair Gadsby. He's into his 16th day of hunger strike in front of McCain's office out there in the 110-degree heat in the Arizona sun. He'll be joining us coming up for a 10-minute report. He's very weak. Also, Bob Chapman coming up in about 35 minutes. We'll be taking your calls coming up in the next segment. I scanned through one stack of news. I have a second stack I want to scan through after we take some calls. And then I want to go back through some of the news I mentioned in more detail. But really, I was thinking about my philosophy last night. I woke up at about 3 in the morning and had trouble going back to sleep. And it really hit me that what I'm doing, what we're all doing here together. And it's about life force. I have so much life force. I have so much love of life, so much passion for life. I am in love with life to such an extent that I'm willing to lay down my life for others. I'm willing to put myself in the way of the New World Order, the most dangerous, ruthless, cunning individuals on the planet, because I understand that I'm here and I have the liberties I do have because men and women before me fought and died and bled and sweat just at amazing levels so that we would have any freedom today. And I understand that my life is transitory and is so short, and I owe a debt to the species itself. The New World Order, as Richard Inhofe wrote, wants a global carbon tax to regulate and control our lives and track every purchase we make and restrict how much we can eat and where we can go and our lifestyles. And they are training us that humans are the enemy and training us that we're bad and that we're evil to really destroy the sense of racial consciousness that the human race as a whole has, and to basically short-circuit the prime directive of exploration, of construction, of creativity, so that they can teach us that the fundamentals of our species ever going onward and upward is a bad thing, and so that they can set up society along the lines of the state controlled by the multinational corporations waging war against humanity. You need to turn on your core programming. You need to rediscover who you are as a human and realize how amazing life is, how amazing a single cell is, and how much more amazing your body is, and the communities of tissues that make it up and make you a human being, and the seat of the soul, your mind. Madison Avenue comes to you first and makes you feel inadequate about life, makes you think you're pathetic, makes you think you're not handsome, you're not beautiful. The most beautiful women you'll ever meet believe they're ugly. They've been taught to hate themselves. They've been taught to not appreciate life. They've been taught to hate their fellow men and women. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Steve Jobs, that heads up Apple and is worth tens of billions of dollars, supposedly had a form of pancreas cancer that normally kills you. I happen to know because I have a great uncle who has something similar to it. Very hard to beat. Normally you don't live more than 5 years. He's lived 4 years. He was up during a presentation yesterday and looked like a skeleton, and people are speculating again that he may have cancer again or may be covering it up because he did last time he had pancreas cancer. And the reason I bring that up is, what are his tens of billions of dollars? What are even the advanced technologies? May have given him 4 years, when most people die of that type actually in about a year. The greatest survivability is 5. I wonder what he's thinking at potentially what could be the end of his life. I just want you to think about the nature of life. I want you to make those decisions for yourself. I'm not even telling you what the nature of life is. But I am so alive myself, and I have so much love for everyone. You know, at a certain area of my psyche, I hate the New World Order, but really as I grow and learn, I pity them. I feel sorry for them. I can get some idea of what Christ meant when he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They destroy themselves when they serve evil, when they're greedy and filled with avarice and hatred towards their fellow men. Come back, take your calls, get into a ton of news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again,
1-877-928-8822. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sit down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I got the blues about my freedom. Got the blues about tyranny. I sat down with Big Brother and the national ID. Don't want a chip in my wallet, chip in my car. And if I want to travel, it's nobody's business how far. Don't want no shackles.
That's right, Jimmy Vaughn, blues legend.
Don't want no shackles on me.
I sit down with Big Brother.
I said, shame on Big Brother, always tracking and tracing me.
This morning I was thinking about something else.
Don't want to chuck in my mother.
I was thinking about the fact that we were called kooks, we were called nuts, we were called crazies 10, 12 years ago for saying the Council on Foreign Relations even existed. I remember I was a Rush Limbaugh fan 16, 17 years ago. Let me see, I got out of high school in 1993, was in college by 93. I was listening to Limbaugh when I was a junior. So how many years ago is that? Like 1992, 91? We're talking 16 years ago. And Limbaugh would say that the Council on Foreign Relations didn't exist and it was a coup detector. And then I'd read some books and mainline history books by the establishment about how they were setting up a one-world government and how there was a CFR that was meant to manage that here in the U.S., the real government that's below the Bilderberg Group. And I thought, well, that's funny. I like him on Second Amendment and all these other issues that he doesn't really talk about now. He's gotten even worse. And then I started researching more, and I found out a lot from that point. But to have just the New York Times in 2000 write an article saying I was insane and believed in an imaginary Bohemian Grove, believed in a Council on Foreign Relations, believed in a Bilderberg Group, and to now go there and cover it and have guests on that have been covering it for more than three decades, and to have the mainstream media have to admit it exists, but basically just have a footnote and a story here or there. I mean, we were right about that. There is a shadow government. Their own documents have been released. They admit they're a shadow government. A world council, they admit they set up the European Union. Judicial Watch sued a year and a half ago and got the SPP, North American Union document meetings from Banff, Canada, from the 23rd of September to the 26th. And its first item of agenda was secrecy and keeping North American governance and integration secret from the public and how they'd use a continent-wide carbon tax to fund the new government. And we have it. It's declassified by, via the lawsuit. They had to hurry up a declassification of it. And we have it, and it's in my film Endgame, and Dr. Corsi's written a best-selling book, Late Great USA, but still I get made fun of on other talk shows. I get invited on as a guest all the time, and then they'll make fun of me and say, you think this is happening? I mean, they treat all of us like idiots. It's very insulting. I know there are a lot of Texans listening where they have billboards up, scores of them in every city. I've seen them in Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, Austin, out in the middle of nowhere. It'll say Trans-Texas Corridor with the Texas Department of Transportation website, and the foreign companies own it and run it, and they're putting toll roads on existing roads. And CNN and Fox say Ron Paul's crazy that not even the Trans-Texas Corridor exists. I mean, the level, when you really start researching how things work and you really start finding out there's no law, you got to take vaccines, but they lie and say there is, and people line up under gunpoint on national TV and do it at courthouses, and you find out that there's no law. You got to fill out hundreds of questions on the census. You only got to answer how many people live there. You find out that's a lie. You find out that driving's a privilege. A right, not a privilege. Now they're saying Second Amendment's a privilege, but we know it's a right. You see how they regulate the churches when First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. I mean, you find out that the government lies, state government lies, local government lies. I mean, just yesterday, the 911 says the state police never called him. And the man that said he called did call 18 minutes before the fire department got there. And the state police, the Capitol Police, lie and say they did call 911. And, I mean, it's just nonstop lying. Then they said they didn't have any officers on duty, and then they said, okay, we did, but we won't say how many with the fire down there at the governor's mansion. I mean, you start trying to get into all the lies. The government and the Club of Rome and CFR write published reports, knowing the public will never read them, saying, we post them on InfoWars and Prison Planet off their own site, saying, global warming's not man-made, and it's natural, but they're going to use it as a unifying force to set up world taxation and regulation. I mean, I know it's a fraud. Not even debating the science, they admit it's a fraud. I mean, why am I even debating the science with the 33,000 scientists we've got and the 2,000 scientists they've got, 33,000 saying it's all a fraud and a lie and a scam, that it's man-made or that it's bad? They got 2,000 scientists. It turns out a bunch of those didn't even sign on to the report. But that whole debate's a false debate because their own documents from the UN said in the 60s, and I've put them in my films, put it in Road to Tyranny. Made that 6.5 years ago. Put it in Endgame. Made that 8-9 months ago. They say it's a unifying effect to, quote, wage war against humanity and overpopulation and that we'll either say it's global cooling or global warming. We don't know what it's going to be in the next few decades. And then they decided in the 60s to go ahead and go with global ice age by 1980. Then things heated up because they really can't predict. And so they said, okay, we'll say it's global heating now. And I've looked at the equations, and the average tree or plant, small, large, grasses, oak trees, doesn't matter, just in its lifetime, thousands of tons of carbon dioxide are absorbed by them and then put back out as oxygen. It's the life cycle of the planet, sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen. Doesn't matter. I have, quote, people on the other side on, and they just say, nope, trees put out carbon, more carbon than they bring in. And I go, but that's not the facts. And they just say, doesn't matter. You see, when you're ill-informed, when you don't know how the world works, when you don't have any facts in your mind that matter. I mean, you know about O.J. and Hulk Hogan's son wrecking, and you know about Anna Nicole Smith, and you know about Lacey Peterson, and you know about the Dallas Cowboys, and you know about a murder of a steroids dealer, or you know about, your boss's pants fell down once at a meeting, or that Barack Obama sneaks around smoking cigarettes. They've trained us, and they said they'd do this 100 years ago. The National Banking Association put out a report publicly. The letter's been published many times, saying that too many Americans read. We're the most literate people in the world. They're too smart. Americans are addicted to facts and government and knowing what's going on. We've got to take over education and the media and bring out trivialities and dumb them down. I mean, and they did it. And the heads of education, like Dewey and others, said 80 years ago, 100 years ago, John Taylor Gatto on his website wrote a 700-page book. It's free. The whole thing's footnotes and documents where thousands of government documents say they were going to dumb us down and make us stupid and destroy our society, and they've done it. There's no debating. And as if the cultural dumbing down was bad enough, there's all the chemical dumbing down. You know how many neuroscientists, how many surgeons, how many educators, how many studies have been done about the, on average, 20-point IQ reduction if you drink fluoride just in the first 5 years of life at one part per million? And by the time you brush your teeth and everything else you get it in, you're talking about 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 parts per million. Absolute massive brain damage. I'm brain damaged. You're brain damaged. We're all brain damaged together. They've hurt you. They said they were going to do it. That's only one thing they're attacking us with. And I've had the scientists on. I've read the government documents. I've read the reports. I've read Pulitzer Prize-winning books on World War II about how the Germans did it. I remember reading mainline history books. And we've put links to them and posted them in congressional hearings about it. It came out in congressional hearings in the late 40s, early 50s when they were fluoridating our water, where they said, wait a minute. They planned a pan-German world state where they were going to, through eugenics, kill all the blacks, Asians, and Latin Americans, and then cull most of the whites, except for Northern Europeans, down to manageable levels, and that they would do this by getting control. When the Germans would take over a country, they would then fluoridate the water. I mean, that was, and of course, the Soviets were the first to do it. They were doing it by the 20s. You know what it was like? Oh, I guess it was 8, 9 years ago when I really looked into fluoride and I really went to the University of Texas just to see their fluoride studies from the 30s and to read how it attacked all the organs, how it caused massive IQ reductions, measurable, and how they said it was a toxic sedative. Right where I live, the university studied it. They're attacking all of us, and I know I said I'd take your calls. It's just I can't get over these issues. I can't get over these facts. I want to warn you desperately. And that's why it makes me angry. Not for me personally, because I don't care about myself. We're growing exponentially. It's not even slowing the growth of our exponential phenomenon here at InfoWars. But it makes me mad because so many people that are attacking us are not government agents. They are simply products of our society. They know there's a new world order. They're angry about it, and they vent on me. When we had the money bomb, and I commend all of you and thank all of you. I don't have an update on that today. I forgot yesterday, but I will today. And I thank you. That made people come out of the woodwork against us, and they openly said because of that. They're very mad about it. Raising $250,000. And out of the woodwork came, you know, all these people I knew years ago attacking me, people I promoted and pushed attacked me yesterday, and people I knew in Austin who I didn't really agree with who were UFO nuts, you know, attacking me and lying. And it hurts my feelings for them because they're mad about the money bomb. And they're mad that Bilderberg got so much coverage and that our website traffic more than doubled in the last week and is sustaining that. We've gone to a new level. Why are you mad that I am on point, that I am on the vanguard, that my listeners have promoted this show to the point where it's reaching more people? You should thank God. We're all in this together. This is a great responsibility for me. This is a great weight on me. This has reduced my ego, not intensified it. And I just wish you'd spend your time warning people about fluoride and warning people about the vaccines and warning people about the NAFTA toll roads and warning people about the New World Order and warning them about how they control both parties, because most of our movement, a large part of it, I'd say almost half, spends their time attacking other people in the movement like it's some type of competition between ourselves instead of getting anything done. And you are a detriment. I mean, I saw a website last night somebody sent me, and then it had links off to a message board and other places showing TerrorStorm and Endgame, where it has all-seeing eyes and pyramids. Of course it does. I say they're New World Order, and I show a big, expensive graphic we paid for. We want to make this stuff slick with an all-seeing eye. Of course we identified our enemy's symbol. I mean, that's so intellectually bankrupt and so silly and so stupid. You know, I've said to the crowd out there that waste so much of their time claiming I'm a CIA agent or I'm a, you know, work for the Vatican when I'm not even a Catholic and I'm not even attacking Catholics. And I say, why does your leader, the guy that pushes all this, he says the earth is on a string and the universe orbits it and nuclear bombs are Rosicrucian lines with magicians and in UFOs. I mean, this is insane crap. And you'll never address how the person that lies about me says that type of stuff. You'll never address that. You'll never admit you were wrong. You'll never admit the lies you've said about me are wrong. So I have guests on exposing the Pope pushing a New World Order, and there's no doubt it's bad and that's going on, and that only makes you hate me more. When all I want to do is have brotherhood amongst all of us and fight the New World Order. I mean, I make films exposing 2 years ago Israel carrying out the attack on the USS Liberty, and I talk about how our government was involved because the admirals on the show and the officers on the ship said that's what they believed, that it wasn't about stopping those radio transmissions out of Sinai, led by Ariel Sharon, the general, that it was about sinking the ship to blame it on Egypt and start a war, like Gulf of Tonkin started Vietnam a few years later. And you lie and say I'm covering up for Israel when for 12 years I've been interviewing the Liberty crew four or five, six, seven, eight times, sometimes a year, and I've been selling loss of liberty for 7 years? That's a lie. That's intellectually bankrupt, that you would lie and say that I was covering up the USS Liberty for Israel. It's a lie to say that we don't expose the fact that Israel's a big part of the New World Order. But we don't get into vitriol against any one group, and we don't sink to that racial or religious level, because that is the divide and conquer ether in which our enemies swim. Now, I know the vast majority of our listeners driving along in their cars or listening at work right now want to hear news and information. It's just that it is sad to me that the enemy has gotten us all to fight with each other. And I've told you, loving your neighbors, getting to know your neighbors, even if it doesn't do much, calling Congress, getting in the habit of interfacing, doing something, writing letters, going and confronting your congressman or woman when they're in their district and getting a hold of their hand and shaking it and saying, don't sell us out. That is effective. That first step is effective. I've told the people out there, like clockwork, every time we have a victory against the New World Order, every time we expose the New World Order, every time we get something done, every time we energize the population, every time my great listeners, who are great leaders, whether they're Hispanic, black, white, old, young, from China or Russia or Mexico or the U.S. or Canada or Germany or England or Ireland or Scotland or Spain or Africa or Tibet. All I'm trying to do is get you to research on your own and go out and be a leader in your area and to have a positive, upbeat attitude and realize we can save humanity together. But we can't continue to do that if we find the differences we have with each other in where we live or what color we are or exactly what area of the New World Order we think runs it all. Instead, we need to fight the operations of the New World Order. We need to spend our time with the basics, waking up other people that don't have a master's degree in the New World Order like so many of you do, who've been studying this for decades, in some cases 50 years. We have to go out and wake up the people. All right, I know I said I'd go to your calls. Graham, Chris, Paul, Tom, Kevin. And we'll get to those calls the next segment, the next. Then we got Bob Chapman coming on. We'll take calls early on with him on with us as well.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story, here it comes. Another untold story that you have not been told from. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
This is a Civil War story of the Little Boy Blues that few know of. They were little Confederate boys, ages 11, 12, 13, 14, sons of the men of the old Richmond Light Infantry Blues, a regiment that had originally been formed in 1687, but this was the 1860s. And the Richmond men of the 1st Infantry were off fighting war. Fighting at Petersburg and Richmond, Virginia, was undefended. At that time, on the Union side, there was a one-armed colonel, Colonel Dahlgren, with a plan and orders. Take 2,000 men on a lightning raid, hit undefended Richmond, kill the Confederate president and Congress there, burn the town down, and free the Union prisoners held there. There were no soldiers at Richmond to defend it, but there were the reserve volunteers, the Little Boy Blues, and some old wounded Confederate soldiers in the hospitals. When Colonel Dahlgren arrived just outside of Richmond, he laughed when he saw a line of little boys with guns taller than they. What happened? Go to AnotherUntoldStory.com and hear famed Civil War historian Richard Hoskins tell what happened. It's quite a story. AnotherUntoldStory.com.
For another untold story, go to AnotherUntoldStory.com. 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 AnotherUntoldStory.com.
Like pages being turned in a book, our lives come and go. Like little sandcastles built at the edge of the sea. We are born, we go through trials and tribulations, we grow, we marry, we have our young, they grow. We grow old, we see our grandchildren, and we're blessed. And then we pass across to the other side. Life is magic. Wonderment is all around you. to defeat the New World Order, we must first learn to appreciate the creation that we're all a part of, in an endless stream of time and space. Graham in Washington, you're on the air. Welcome. He dropped just now. Chris in... Where are you calling from, Chris? Yep, Montreal, Chris. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
First time calling, et cetera, et cetera. Big fan. I just want to... I have a few short comments. I don't want to take up too much of your time. First, I have a snide comment for people say you're fear-mongering. One, was Paul Revere fear-mongering too? You're just giving facts, and if you, people don't want to believe it, they have to throw insults, but they can't refute the facts. So,
well, I know a lot of people deny the facts. They're scary. And then if you admit the facts, you have to do something about it.
Yeah, well, they're absolutely frightening. And a lot of the time you hear something you don't want to believe, but that doesn't mean it's not true, and your reason should still be intact. Another short thing I just wanted to tell you, gas right now in Montreal is at $1.40 a liter, which is $5.60 a gallon.
Yes.
I don't drive my car anymore. It's sitting in a parking lot. I will not pay $5.60 a gallon for gas.
That's right. Use actually went down this summer from last year, but prices still explode when reserves are at all-time highs.
Yeah, and this I don't think is a good thing. I've heard other Canadians say, oh, the Canadian dollar and American dollar is almost equal now. That's so great. I just want to slap them because, obviously, if the American economy is collapsing, what do they think? Canadian economy?
Yeah, that's a black fine. That's a black hole that's going to drag the whole planet's economy down with it.
Absolutely, absolutely. When I heard on your show that China dropped the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency, I swear I was so...
They went to a basket about a year and a half ago, yes.
I don't know enough about an economic...
A basket means they dumped it as their main peg and moved into diversification.
I just got frightened. I couldn't put together the numbers, but I know it's bad. Now, I had a question about the company Verint, security company, or I guess it's a camera-running company. I heard that they actually were monitoring the cameras in London subway during the 7/7 attacks, and I happen to know that they are also monitoring the cameras in the Montreal subway metro system. And given that, if that's true, I would like to hear a little bit more about Verint, the possibility of another false flag this summer, and what are high likely targets. I suspect Montreal because we're a little too complacent, and I think they probably want to smack us too, you know?
I am not familiar with Verint. It rings a vague bell, but I know that always the surveillance cameras get turned off during a false flag, or the security is lowered for the false flag, just like we're seeing with the Texas governor's mansion.
See, that's what I'm worried about. I was briefly part of a 9/11 truth movement. I felt it was pretty ineffectual, honestly, at the time.
But you have to make it effective.
Pardon me?
You have to make it effective.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think because it was a new movement, it's I'm sure it's still growing, but it was a little disorganized still, and it was making me a little nervous. But,
well, you can't expect to step into something that's made when it's new. I mean, it's good that it's unorganized to a certain extent because then it can't really be stopped. They can't coordinate actions against it. But listen, I appreciate your call. Paul, Tom, Kevin, and others, calls are straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Back live into hour number two. Bob Chapman coming up in the next segment. Open phones for that as well. Paul in Florida, then Tom, Kevin, Forrest, and others. Paul, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. I've read most of the major works on mind control and MK Ultra, and I heard you mention mind control in the Vietnam during the Vietnam War, similar to what depicted in the movie Jacob's Ladder. And I was wondering if you could recommend some sources or books on that subject, and then I had a quick question about Columbine.
Well, really, the government declassified a lot of mind control programs in the late 70s and 1977 in some of the church hearings and on MKUltra, MK, Naomi, and you should just go research those and read the documents yourself instead of just books about it. But we've had a lot of guests and experts on the subject. There's also a lot of disinfo out there. But, yeah, they did all sorts of LSD and PCP and other tests. They admit up into the 90s. We've had the head of the program, General Stubblebine, on. They did all sorts of mind-enhancing and mind-control tests. And then about 4 years ago, there was a story in Wired magazine headlined The Marshall Plan, a play on the 1940s, 50s rebuilding of Europe. But it was off the 90-something-year-old, still head futurist. I don't know if he's still alive. That was 4 years ago. The head futurist for the Pentagon, Dr. Marshall, and he said that in the future it'll be what drugs our troops are on and what drugs their troops are on, brain implants, the rest of it. There's actually two articles on that today. You know, they ordered Elvis when he was in the Army and doing gigs for the Army to take speed so he could do four or five shows a day sometimes. So, you know, everybody's heard of, benzenine or the speed. So, I mean, you know, that's kind of the old-fashioned drugs they put them on. That's a mind control right there. That makes you go further and faster, but then burns you out. So there's just they've been testing amnesiacs on the troops in Iraq and Afghanistan with some select special forces units. It's where those guys don't remember what happened. They'll order them to go in and slaughter whole families and things, and then or whole villages. Then they give them kind of halcyon-class drugs. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Which one of your videos has the most information on Columbine? I'm a school teacher and was interested in that.
We only spend about 2 minutes on Columbine and Road to Tyranny, and we just show the news articles where they admit that the police shot some of the children. That was admitted in the Denver Post and the Rocky Mountain News, and that there was a big cover-up of that. And we just know that there were multiple shooters inside, and Harris and Kleibold were decoys, basically.
That's okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate that call and all those fine questions. Tom in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. How are you doing today?
Good, Tom.
Hey, just wanted to call and tell you about a little experience I just had. Just got back from our fine friend from the north up there. Tried to fly into Calgary, and they pulled up my records in customs, and they say, well, you have a couple of DWIs from back in 1992. And, yeah, I was a little crazy back then, but... You know, that's really all they had on me, Alex.
Yeah, there's an international database is the point.
And they deported me. They would not let me in the country. So that was the quickest 34-hour trip to
Canada. Canada lets any foreigner from the third world come in without even being checked. I physically witnessed it.
I did too, Alex. They let six illegal aliens go out. Oh, they said, well, you can't come in, but we're going to release you for tonight. And you know, come back at 6 o'clock in the morning for your deportation. I'm sure they showed up.
Yeah, no, I've had it happen to me. Screaming, cussing. Were they screaming and cussing at you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't dare, you know, think about screaming or cussing back.
Stay there. I got Bob Chapman coming up. I want to give you a minute on the other side. Because Canada is worse than Russia, worse than China, worse than anybody. They treat you, and of course, their happy-go-lucky population has no idea. Canada is New World Order par excellence. They are the future. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best Salk-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of Salk-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil simple natural cleaning products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups.
You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, finishing up with Tom, and we've got Bob Chapman, international forecaster, joining us for the rest of the hour to take your calls and talk about where he thinks the economy's going, how people can protect themselves. Tom, so you tried to fly in to visit a friend for vacation in Canada. You had DWIs 15 years ago, and so they deported you, but you witnessed them letting illegal aliens in, which I witnessed. I was in there for 15 hours, and they would have people going, you don't have any ID? You don't have anything? You're from China? Boom, go in. Oh, you're from Mexico? Boom, go in. And then right. Citizens, business owners with all their IDs that had letters from the government saying they could do business, screaming at them, yelling at them, cussing at us, threatening me with prison, saying that if they found any pornography on our computers, I'd be going right to prison. And I said, pornography? And thank God they checked all our office laptops. We brought two in, and there was nothing on them. But they said, you don't understand, a girl with her top off, you're going to jail. Thank God that wasn't even on there. And they got real mad. And they're just hardcore criminals. What else happened to you?
Well, they did finally release me as long as I didn't say anything. And I tried to schedule a flight for 7 in the morning that I had that would have taken me directly back to Houston. But they were, oh, no, you're not going to have that. You got to be here at 1 o'clock, and we're going to put you on our flight that will let you, you know, land in San Antonio at about 11 that
night. Yeah, they told us the same thing. They I said, so I guess they said, we're going to make you leave in the morning. And I'm sitting there. It's like 3 in the morning. I've been there about 4 hours. And I said, okay, well, I guess we'll just leave in the morning. And they started pulling out their tasers, freaking out, going, he said he's escaping. He said he's escaping. And I said, excuse me? And I said, you're making me leave. We'll fly out tomorrow. And he said, you're going to fly out at 1 o'clock when the head officer gets here. Do you understand? And if you make any attempt to escape, we're going to put you in prison. And they go, that's it. We're calling for a truck. We're taking you to prison right now. And they were laughing. Just scum. Any excuse to be Nazis. Any excuse to abuse. Any excuse to hate us.
Oh, it was exactly the case, Alex. I mean,
So they yelled and cussed at you. Tell me about it. Tell me about it. What'd they say to you?
Oh, they were just like, oh, well, if you don't like that, we'll just put you in prison for a little while and see how you like that. They made sure, you know, they had their nice little black uniforms on. They made sure that they had the Velcro cover in their nameplate.
You're lucky they didn't tase you and jump on your head till you die. They taser you if you can't get your ticket out. On the subways, they taser you, and they said, we taser you to punish you.
Oh, I'm
just
so
open
sure
torture, open
would.
Filth, open rogue Nazi government.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this girl was 23 years old, beautiful girl. You wonder what happened to somebody in their life to make them act like that.
They love the power, and they've trained the cadres here in the U.S. and overseas to just absolutely enslave the general public. And just absolutely bully the living daylight. So nobody should go to vacation in Canada. I'm sorry for Canadians. We should boycott Canada. And I saw them do it to families, folks. They will scream at your children. They will abuse you. They will set you up. I mean, they are hardcore criminals that run Canada. And
I was up there to start my new business. My brother-in-law developed some software that I was going to sell down here in Texas because my stucco business down here is off. I'm doing 25% of the business I was doing last year, Alex.
Oh, but the economy's great. The economy's great. I appreciate your call. Very Bob, I wanted you to hear that call because you've lived in South Africa and Europe and all over the world, and we're now experiencing this. You try to go fishing in the Texas Gulf, and you're going 10 miles out. You now have to have a passport, and they come out and board the fishing boats, but then they don't even search the big ships coming in. The fences are for us. It's not to keep the foreigners out. Bob Chapman.
Well, I'm sorry to say I have another tale of woe like yours. And about almost 6 years ago, I went to Calgary, and I was detained for 5 hours, threatened, and they knew who I was, and they said that we don't like what you're writing, and I said, is this... the work of the United States government, and they just laughed, and of course it was. And at one stage, they threatened to strip search me, and I said, well, you know, you can do what you want, but two or three, you're going to the hospital. And so they actually thought better of that and didn't do that. And finally, a friend of mine who lives in Alberta, who had been waiting to pick me up, came into this place, this customs interrogation immigration place, and said, hey, you know, where's Bob Chapman? And they looked at him, and they all looked at each other, and they said, well, that's him there. And he said, well, I know it's him. What's going on here? And they said, well, we had word that he might be involved in some criminal activity, and we found a magazine in his Valise, it was one of these shooters magazine, and we were afraid because we know he's a weapons expert that he might come up here and kill people. I mean, the whole thing was so bizarre, that it was just beyond belief. And finally, they let me go, and I stayed in Canada for another 3 days in Calgary, and I was doing a conference, and I left. And I can tell you one thing, I will never return.
But now it's like that. I talked to a U.S. citizen who was out in Germany. She came back in, and they don't just make foreigners thumbprint and face scan. They made her do it, and when you go to another country, they do it to you. This is an international convention signed in Australia in the year 2000. That's mainstream news. It was in the papers at the time. It's a global database. But here's the deal, folks. That's secret police. When they look at your writings, when they got all of our still cameras and look through all our photos. They asked me, you know, whoa, I'm reading your story at Infowars.com, you little bastard, you little piece of bleeping crap. And they would just sit there and scream at me right in my face. Listen to me, you're going to prison, you piece of trash, filthy American. And just on and on, hour after hour, just loving it and laughing and slamming doors and stomping around. And now it's going to be like that here in the U.S., ladies and gentlemen. This is what we've turned into. And let me tell you something. I was in there off and on for close to 15 hours, okay, being screamed at, being yelled at again. You know, they walk up to you, and I want to be clear. They say, we're flying you out of here in the morning. You're leaving. You're not getting into Canada. And I said, okay, I'll fly out in the morning. And then just yelling, he's trying to escape, as I'm sitting there in a bucket chair in front of them as they're yelling at me. He's trying to escape. Call more officers. Grabbing at their tasers. One ran around the corner. And, oh, he's running. You know, trying to, if I'd have been a normal person, I would have freaked out and said, no. And they would have gotten the rise they wanted just waiting, I guess, to murder me. They murder quite a few folks in customs up there now. And, I mean, Bob, here they make pregnant women take their clothes off in front of people. They do public semi-searches. Now, there's been news reports of how they harass. And I mean, this is they're training us, aren't they, Bob?
They certainly are. And I'll tell you something. When push comes to shove, they ain't going to be around anymore.
What is it like for you to have been in covert operations and in secret Army intelligence operations and then be involved in international operations worldwide? We can't get into those, Bob. I mean, and to have fought for this country and to now see it turn into this.
Well, one of the things I said to them when I was there, I said, are you on NCIC? And they said, yes. And I said, well, how do you know about that? And I said, well, I know a lot of things. And I said, are you going to extend to me any professional courtesy? And they said, no. I said, you know my background? And they said, yes, but we don't care. And that was the end of it.
What is their problem?
They're sick people. Our governments are sick. I mean, why do you think we have this program to let people know what's really going on out there? I mean, I don't think I've discussed this incident in 5 years with anybody. Only because you fellows brought it up. It happened to me, too. Why? Because I expressed the truth like you do. And, of course, the other fellow had a problem which was different than ours. But this is where this is all headed. And where is it headed? Police state.
And now the squad cars are getting license scanning systems. They admit they're tied into these false intelligence databases. You know, I saw this about 10 years ago, 11 years ago, when the Republic of Texas stuff, I guess 12 years ago, you know, it was in 97, was really going on. And I'm not part of Republic of Texas. We were out at a land rights meeting where they were stealing some ranches outside Austin. I was down at the city hall protesting, and I heard it come over the radio. And then I happened to one of my friend's brothers is a police officer. He was there. We'd been out to eat many times and played pool. And, you know, back then I was drinking some. We'd been out drinking, me and this local cop and his brother. And he came over and said, yeah, they're saying you guys, and I already heard it over the our Republic of Texas and may want to bomb something. He was laughing about it. But that's what they do. You just show up to protest how they're stealing somebody's property. You're out there peaceful with families and vets in wheelchairs. And the intelligence bureau, the police department, tells them we're terrorists just to make the cops then hate us and fear us.
Well, you know, they keep it up and only can come to one sad end.
Well, I just hope our military and police understand this is what the Soviets did. This is what the East Germans did. This is what the Cubans do. Bob, you fought that. I mean, is this not exactly what we were all brought up to be told was the bad guys?
That's right. Now we're the bad guys.
What is it like to see us turn into the bad guys?
It's terrible. It's a revelation. It's just like, you know, sitting down at the bar at the American Legion and hearing everybody talk about World War II and the Korean War and the Vietnam War and all the special ops and everything, and think to yourself, I can't tell them the truth because they'll go berserk or it'll ruin their day or they won't believe me. So you keep your mouth shut. But, you know, the whole public, especially those who have gone and served our country, have gotten screwed. It's just as simple as that.
Bob, I want to get into the economy and take a lot of calls in the 40-plus minutes we've got left with you today. Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster.com. He has had the biggest newsletter in the country. Then he retired. He's brought it back. Now one of the biggest again. And he joins us right now. We'll cover the economy and your call. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWar store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
The globalists play their games. We play ours. They play theirs to dominate and control and set up their world government. We fight for humanity, liberty, decency, so we can raise our families in somewhat stable environments. You know, I haven't really talked about this yet. I mentioned it at the end of the show. People asked me if I was joking. No, I'm not. One of the people covering Bilderberg, I put out the idea on air for people to try to call their hotel rooms while they were meeting at the Westfields Marriott, and somebody did it. So I woke up Sunday morning with a fellow calling my room who'd been covering the events going, listen to this, and he played me David Rockefeller him calling, him getting through security, saying he had a call into Rockefeller and talking to Rockefeller for 3 minutes. I hope he'll put that call out, but I'll tell you about that call later in the hour. Also, Superclass, which was covered by the New York Times and the Washington Post, with the headline, "They Rule," is by David Rothkopf, who we interviewed. And he said, yeah, I know who you are. Yeah, we're going to deal with you. You know, basically during the break, John Harmon heard that. I was talking to him before we got him on air. So I was being friendly to him. And I said, we're going to, talk about your policies. He said, yeah, sure you are. We know who you are, Jones. Well, I hadn't read his book yet, and we just got it in. And guess what? He talks about me in here. So make no mistake, folks. I went, and we found an area where their main conference hall was, the only area where it was close to the road, and from 25 yards away, bullhorned with a giant high-powered bullhorn and basically shut down their meeting. And Richard N. Haas, the head of the CFR, came out and looked at us with hatred. Bob Chapman, I mean, can there be any doubt that we're having a big effect on them?
We are, and that's coupled with their own mistakes. And goodness knows, over the past 8 years, then there's been plenty of them. A couple of years ago when Zbigniew Brzezinski said that the situation as it has unfolded in the Middle East has turned out, it has set back our world government by 30 years. And so I don't know what part of what on or has gone on in Iraq and Afghanistan that upset them so and ruined their plans, but that is what he said. And then since then, in order to keep the economy going after the collapse in the stock market in March and April of 2000, the Federal Reserve and the banks started the real estate bubble. And I don't have to go into that. You've know what has happened, and it's certainly not over yet. And it is my feeling, and I said this several years ago, that they had us, the United States, Canada, and Europe, on a course to be economically humbled, if you may, or even destroyed.
And they bragged about that. Let me stop you. In policy papers on NPR, all over, quote, liberal intelligentsia, how they were going to take our resources for a world government and punish us.
Well, that's so. And what they passed the point of no return about 5 years ago. And now they can't stop this financial collapse juggernaut that's going on. And they're really terrified. And when you come around with your bullhorn hassling them, they go off the deep end because they're not used to having anything go on that they can't control. They think they are the lords of the universe. And so we really have all these years, finally, cumulatively, we've given them a terrible pain, and it's getting worse. And they know it, and more people are learning about them and what they've done and what they're doing and where they're headed. And I only wish there were 1,000 more people like Alex on the radio telling the public of the world, never mind not just the United States, what's going on, and maybe it would sink in.
Sink in that they're not giving us any quarter. They mean business. I mean, these are hardcore people that are consolidating the resources of the world to literally make us paupers as a preemptive way to control populations and have their, quote, permanent revolution where humanity can never rebel again via the technocracy control grid they're putting in place.
Well, you couldn't have said it better. It's exactly that way. And part of that grid is people like you and I and the other fellow who called in getting stopped at the border and being interrogated and going through all the things that we've gone through. You obviously get far harsher treatment than I did, but mine happened there almost 6 years ago. So things have changed since then, as we all well know. And so they're more aggressive than they had been in the past. I suppose if I went through that border again today, I probably would have gone through what you did.
Bob, stay there. I want to come back, take calls, and get more into the economy, and also read what the head of the Kissinger Group says about this radio show. Stay with us. Also, the tape I heard of David Rockefeller. Stay with us.
I'm going to leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., now 3 p.m., we're live, ladies and gentlemen. Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, Bob Chapman is our guest. I know we have calls from Newfoundland and other places, so we've got, Kevin in Mass, Forrest in California, Mitch in Georgia, Allison in Newfoundland, and many, many others that are patiently holding. We'll go to your calls here in just a moment, but as promised, let me read this to you. This is the former head of the Kissinger Group. That's about as powerful when you get to globalist functionary as it can be, David Rothkopf. Now, people ask how we get these big gifts. They like putting out their propaganda. They like putting out their books. And so whether it's the good, the bad, or the ugly, whether it's a good guy we're having on or a bad guy or a bad lady, let me tell other hosts how to do this, because they get real mad and jealous, and I don't know why. It really ruins the pleasure I have, because I want to build everybody up and push and promote everybody. That's what this show's for. If people just won't make lies up about me and attack me, I'll end up having you on the show if you ask nicely. And, you know, I raise that point because, again, we need to unify against the New World Order. That is so important. And people just keep freaking out over all the big guests we have. How did we get David Rothkopf on? I saw the New York Times article about how they run the planet with them bragging and saying it's for our best interest that they do about his book. I read excerpts of the book. We wrote stories for PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Now, we finally got the book, and I hadn't read it yet. A listener mailed me the book that they had read, and they have the thing highlighted. And his book is super class. And when you open it up, and I'm told there's even more than this. There's other stuff highlighted in here. I just can't. I don't have time to read the whole thing. I wish I did. This is on page 265. The big events, less than meets the eye. So he admits they run things, but he says it's no big deal. They're not as powerful as we say. That says, plug the words Bilderberg or Trilateral Commission or World Economic Forum into a search engine, and you'll see the dark side of the Internet. Crudely designed websites with names like Prison Planet. It's not crudely designed. Counterpunch. That's a nice site. Crystal Links and InfoWars. Each trades in allegations and headlines that make supermarket tabloids look like The Economist. Al-Qaeda Bilderberg connection. Well, we covered how you were having a Pakistani leader there who admittedly wired the money to Al-Qaeda. I mean, how's that not a... See, you don't give a link, though, do you? Trilateral Commission, World Shadow Government. Well, that's even mainstream news now. Corrupt Government, Conspiracy, the New World Order, No Future. And it goes to say the fact is these organizations and others like them are important part of the story of the superclass. So he's saying that Bilderberg's good. They are places to convene, places to network, places to cultivate relationships, places to share views. To paraphrase Mark Malik Brown, they are the village greens of the global elite. In addition to Bilderberg, the Trilateral Commission, the WEF, the more prominent venues include the BOA meeting on the Hawaiian island, Carlos Slim's Fathers and Sons retreats in Latin America, the G50 meetings, the joint annual meeting of the IMF, and the World Bank. And he goes on to try to whitewash things. But the point is that when I got him on, Bob Chapman, when I was talking to him during the break, he said, oh, we're all aware of you. We're all watching what you do. We know what you're doing. And he went on to admit they want world government, and everything we claim about them is documented. You know, some groups may say stuff that isn't, but this shows that we are having an effect. Bob?
Well, as I said just earlier before you went into the piece about this gentleman, yes, we are having an effect. And as we go on, because of the Internet and other things that we have at our disposal that we didn't have some years ago, we are having an effect, and the more people we reach and the more we tell the story, the more people are going to realize who has done this to them. And then the next step is legally taking action against them, whether it's in a civil form or a criminal form. And they don't want this exposed, and that's why they're frightened.
Bob, before we go to calls, what do you think the most effective ways to counter them and wake the public up to this threat are?
You know, that's hard to say because I haven't been trying anything other than my publication. And, you know, we all only have so much time to do what we do, and you and I are working 18 hours a day as it is. I just don't have the answer for that. All I know is we just keep on telling the truth and the story, and sooner or later it's going to get through.
It certainly is. Let's go to some calls, and we'll get more into the economy later. Let's talk to Allison in Newfoundland first. Allison, thanks for holding her on the air.
For taking my call.
Yes, you're welcome.
I was wondering if the increasing price of gas is keeping the stock market afloat, having the same kind of effect as the housing bubble did on the stock market?
Bob, take
well,
that one.
Allison, that's a good question, and I can't honestly answer it. I don't know. I do know that there is a lot of speculation in the market, but that's normal in the entire commodity market. Perhaps not to the extent that we're seeing today. As we went through here recently on the program, the testimony that was made in front of Congress by the former head of the CFTC, I believe his name was Greenberger, and in our publication, The International Forecaster, we had the interview that he had on C-SPAN. And he came right out and said, look, Congress, you created this loophole, and now what you have is the banks are actually competing with the COMEX and other commodity exchanges by creating commodity contracts. Mm-hmm. And what they're doing is bypassing the system so that they and their clients, which are hedge funds and pension funds and so on, and mm-hmm. other illuminists, of course, that they can gamble in this market as a way to make money. About two-thirds of the banks and investment banks in particular, for the last several years, their profits, that two-thirds of their profits have been coming from the packaging of mortgages in CDOs and SIVs and so on. That business is frozen. So not only are they in atrocious debt, but they got to get some income. And so they went into the commodity market in this fashion and did so. From that point of view, I could say that perhaps this is an alternative, as you had asked, about an alternative to the housing bubble and previous to that to the stock market.
Well, I think that since the price of gas, as that goes up, it drives up the price of everything. So it would make more money for them across the board. And if the price of gas were to go down, and that would make everything else cheaper, would the stock market then fall?
Oh, one more step, and you're correct. It makes taxation higher as well. And today, as opposed to yesterday, gasoline is up another 16 cents.
Mm.
I think it was down 8 yesterday, and oil's been up $5 or $6 all day long.
Allison, what are you doing in Newfoundland?
I'm from here. I'm from here, and I'm going to university.
Oh, cool. Mm. I'd love to visit sometime. I was just looking at some photos of how beautiful it is. Just so happened last night online. I just happened to run into some of Newfoundland, the Newfoundland. I guess is how you translate it, right?
Newfoundland. Well, everyone here is pretty particular about someone calling it Newfoundland. It's Newfoundland.
Newfoundland.
Yeah.
So I'm doing
it right.
You'll get
good. A lot of heat if you call it Newfoundland.
You'll get Newfoundland, or how do you say it?
Newfoundland, like
Newfoundland. The Newfoundland.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's better.
Yeah, I was seeing if I was pronouncing that right, and of course I wasn't. Well, that's great. How did you find out about the show?
Well, I started looking, researching 9/11, and I came across a bunch of videos, a lot of disinformation, but I found that your videos were by far the best, and I've been a loyal listener ever since, and I just discovered it during the spring, and I've been just hooked ever since. It was just like falling down the rabbit hole for me. It was just such a shocking experience, since I've been watching the news just constantly ever since 9/11, and it blew my mind. It completely blew my mind. And now in my classes, I'm constantly just putting in like little bits of information, like to get people try and research things for themselves. Like we were talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger the other day in my sociology class, people with power and prestige. And I raised my hand and I said, well, you know, my faith in Arnold Schwarzenegger was compromised when I saw his belt buckle with a Nazi death head on it, you know, and his father was this SS Nazi officer. And then the next day in class, someone had gone on the internet, printed out the page, and showed it around class. So I'm seeing firsthand that just one remark, one truth piece, you know, said in one class can really make a huge difference.
Well, Allison, God bless you and spread the word there in Newfoundland. We appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Let me comment on what's happening with this kind of neo-mercantilism and get Bob Chapman's take on that, and then we'll go back to your calls. It's simple. The private banking families that control the Bank of England, the Federal Reserve, and the other central banks of the West, there's only a few dozen third-world countries they don't control, and they're always trying to overthrow them and install dictatorships or other systems that will allow them to come in. Once they have the control of the fiat currency, they can then buy up all the real assets, buy off the politicians, and bring in greater control. But in the early 90s, they basically took all the banking controls off. By 2000, they began accelerating all their Ponzi schemes. They took their hundreds of trillions of fiat currency while it still had some value in people's minds, because it all is just confidence. They bought up water districts. They brought up intelligence systems. They bought up defense agencies, energy. They bought into other currencies, other nations, and then ran the credit of the U.S. out on that fiat, so we'll have to pay back the debt on that fiat, and as it destroys our future, they're internationalized, so they basically suck us dry And what's happening with the oil is that the main thing is the dollar's been devalued. It then triggers, quote, speculation, but all that is people trying to dump their trillions of dollars into something, even though it may devalue later in a bubble, it at least has some tangible value at the end of the day. And so it's a giant wall of fiat currency and liquidity that they have militarily used to take over the world. Now, in the final phase, as the dollar erodes, they can come back in with their foreign currencies that they bought earlier when the dollar still had value, and they can buy up the Chrysler Building and all the stuff in New York and whatever is left. They can buy up the stock markets. They can buy up everything. Basically, that's what's happening. So they take fiat dollars out of the U.S. They buy real assets with it. Then now as the dollar drops, they're in the final phase of coming in and buying everything up in the final equation of the Ponzi scheme, leaving us holding the bag. I don't see how that's them miscalculating. I mean, I know the bubble's so big it may destroy them, as the Financial Times of London said 2.5 years ago, but I really see it if they're able to ride through this storm they've created and suppress domestic riots, then in the end of this, they'll have an even greater stake in everything. Bob?
Well, I agree with you. And the thing is that we got to cut them off at the pass by what we're doing, because an informed, believing public will stop them one way or another. And, you know, I went over all this back in the early 1960s. I came to the conclusion in 1967, 8, and 9 that this is exactly where this is all headed. And I also wrote an article in 1967 for the American Mercury talking about how the Illuminati would go about implementing world government, and it was the key was the denigration of the economies of Europe, the United States, and Canada. And of course, we've seen that since. And of course, when I wrote the other article, everybody thought I was absolutely mad. But this is the way it's headed, and all we can do is fight as much as we can and do what we can do, and hope that we can stop it.
Let's take people who work for the FBI, the police departments, professors, people in the system listening. We said several years ago, we said 10 years ago, you said in the 60s, because the Trilateralists wrote in the mid-70s, this is what they would do, but you could see it before that, Bob, that they would leverage out the central banks over the nation states to buy up the world. Then in the Ponzi implosion in the pyramid scheme imploding, they would then use that to bring down the country and get whatever assets were left. Then out of the ensuing global meltdown, after they were already safely positioned into hard assets and key infrastructure and commodities, that they would then advertise it as needing a world government banking system with world power to regulate all financial institutions of the planet, just like they engineered banking runs before 1913 and then used that as the excuse of bringing in the Federal Reserve, claiming we'd have no more recessions. Then we had a huge depression, which is in mainstream history books that they then orchestrated as well. So it's one crisis that gives them more power that feeds into another crisis that gives them more power. And we're now down to the end game where they've created fiat currency that is thousands of times all real assets. And now they're moving into the phase of forcibly having us hand over our assets to pay back a national debt, which they orchestrated. So they have designed all of this. They are doing all of this. And I want to tell people, we told you months ago that you would hear the Federal Reserve call for a world banking system out of this crisis, a world banking system with military power and enforcement. Same thing that we have now seen in other sectors. They are doing the same thing over and over again, Bob.
This is happening in every country. And at this stage, they are, quote, nationalizing. There's not a word for it, but I think the simple word is
putting
nationalizing.
Putting the debt on our back, and they get all the assets.
Yeah, and yesterday, John Thain, who runs Merrill Lynch, came out and said, we believe that all the brokerage houses should be funded via the Fed. And this is essentially what he said. And, of course, they're funding the investment banks and the banks right now.
So now they are going to openly, they've always done it, but now openly transfer more fiat wealth to themselves, but we have to pay the taxes on that. People think this is free
money. Well, we also have to pay back the money if any of them fail. We're on the hook for that as well as taxpayers. So,
but that's only one sector. They also announced, as we told you years ago they would do, that you will buy your global carbon credits on breathing, on driving a car, on any business, regulators looking in your home every month, inspecting you, a whole new layer of tyranny that rivals anything ever seen. We will buy our carbon credits from the regional Federal Reserves. We will buy them from the private banks. They are now becoming the global government. Go ahead, Bob.
And to extend, and this probably in our economic and finance throughout the world, never mind America, is the most important thing, the financial world. And that runs the world economy of the U.S. economy, whichever viewpoint you want to take. And this nationalization process will cause amalgamation. And so these 300 or so banks that are going to go under in the next few years, their accounts and assets will be put into larger banks, the same thing in the brokerage business and the investment banking business, so that it's all in one place so it can be internationalized later.
Let's be clear. The central banks, privately owned, are now becoming the government, and they will tax the air you breathe. That was the headline in the New York Times. Taxing the air you breathe. We're going to come back straight to your calls on the other side.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Rumors spread around in that Texas town about the shack outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you wanna go to that home out on the range. They got a lot of nice girls.
Bob Chapman is our guest. Continue with your phone calls. I'm going to go to Kevin, Forrest, Mike, and others. So let's go to Forrest, who is calling from California. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Good. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I want to talk about the New World Order and the liberal establishment role and the whole control, like how they're trying to change our culture and they're trying to make a new reality, for the American people and for this nation. And I've just been enjoying all the interviews and all the talk of peace and freedom and how we can get through things and how we can make this world a better place. And I believe that they want more control because they want to control the universe. But the universe, like in fractal geometry, it expands, contracts, makes new universes. So we really have to pray for these people to understand the wholeness of being holy and the oneness of how their actions and how, I just pray that there's more infinite intelligence, to protect this infinitely beautiful nation. And I'm just amazed at your show and all the guests you had. And, like Ron Paul was talking about exponential growth, about the message.
Absolutely. Anything else?
I have a question. I talked to people from New York, and they've told me, oh, yeah, after 9/11, it's been a safe place. There's more police everywhere. Well, how can there be a good balance of where people aren't?
There is no balance. We've got way too many police. More police doesn't even mean less crime. They're out there regulating us, feeding on us, engaging in revenue generation. The whole thing's a false paradigm. The government staged the attacks. Bob Chapman, you want to take that question?
I think you're right, Alex, and also the training for the police has become over the last several years more aggressive, turning them into in some instances paramilitary units, and that is not their function. And I know that departments have to have high-powered weapons in order to meet challenges like they have in the past from time to time.
But the mission program now is an us-against-them mentality. A military fights an enemy,
yep.
Kills things, and breaks things. They've gone from peace officers to enforcers for the globalists. Go ahead.
Well, and that's what the bottom line is. And I think that the law enforcement people who are listening, and I know there's many of them, I think that they've got to talk to one another and decide that they're just not going to allow themselves to be used in this manner against the American people.
Absolutely, Bob. Anything else, Forrest? Forrest has got a bad phone there. Bob, I forgot to ask you during the break. If you've got to go, you can go. Or can you stay 15 minutes more with us and take calls?
I can stay 15, and I'll tell you why. Because Ellison being on the line was exhilarating. It's so wonderful to see young people grasping what it took us a lifetime to put together. And I just hope there's millions and millions of people in university and in their 20s and 30s who understand what we do because they can save their nations.
This is life and death. I mean, in 60 seconds, Bob, what's the new world order going to look like if they succeed?
Well, everybody will be told where they're going to live, who they're going to marry, where they're going to work, how many children they can have, if any. The children will be taken from them and put in government schools on a path that is chosen by government, and families will be split up. Children will be trained by government. The wife will work in San Francisco. The husband in New York. They'll get together once a year for 3 weeks.
Stay there. That is the plan. Stay there. I want to hear more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com, with us for another 15, 20 minutes. We'll tell you how to get his great newsletter before he leaves us. We're taking your calls right now. Let me just state the basics here. This is from the RAND Corporation, from the Club of Rome, from the Council on Foreign Relations, from all the books we quote and source here on air. 100 years ago plus, about 150, the royalty of Europe, the Rothschilds, others, openly said, we want an invincible dictatorship. We want a system for the elite that maintains our children, grandchildren, our progeny's monopoly of power over humanity forever. They were also into Malthusianism. They were into eugenics, which was all the rage then, right through to today. They believed their fellow man was a scourge, scum, trash, needed to be reduced, sterilized, killed. You saw Hitler. He was only one small manifestation of these people. They're carrying out operations right now covertly that are hidden in plain view, much larger than anything Hitler did. That was child's play. Just now it's more covert. What they call soft kill weapons. Look into it. It's being done to all of us right now as they incrementally murder us and whitewash it and explain it away in the media. And I want to get Bob Chapman's take on this. He was talking about life under them. Everything he's saying is the official Chinese model, which was adopted under UN treaty and State Department treaty between the United States in 1975. George Bush Sr., of course, was the ambassador to China and to the UN at the time who set that treaty up. This is all available. And so what he's saying is what life will be like, a total planned economy. Now, we told you decades ago, Bob told you 40 years ago, what their plan was, because he was in intelligence, and then he was in international business, and he saw it. You couldn't believe us. It was too scary. Now it's all being admitted. Now you're seeing, we told you 10, 12 years ago, they would put chips in the special forces and the general troops. Now happening. Now they're admitting it in the news. You see, everything we're telling you is true. Bob, continue with the few minutes we've got, and then we'll come back and take calls in the final segment with you with what life will be like under these people.
Well, I think one of the aspects that I haven't talked about is the financial aspects. And the power source is emanating from the United States. And they are forcing all nations to give up their information, not only in American citizens who might have accounts in those nations, but also others. And when people go... let's say a person migrates from New York City to London, the British inform the United States government that so-and-so has applied for a permit here and wants to stay on a permanent basis. And the U.S. government has them run those people through Interpol before they accept them.
And that's done under treaty, that is world government, through the OECD in 1998 under agreement, and then a global PAN agreement in 2000, which I'm sure you're aware of, Bob, because you're covering it now, where that's already a global government, everything being tracked.
Well, most of the nations hadn't been doing that except the United States, and now the U.S. is forcing others to do that, and so that you have absolutely no privacy. And the reason for that is that among those other things I just told you about that they want to do, they want to be able to know where all your assets are so that they can capture them if they see fit to do so. Example, Alex, you go to some kind of a meeting in Chicago, and they say that you're a terrorist, and they put you in jail. They don't charge you, and they go out and freeze all your assets. Well, if they don't know where they are, they're going to have a hard time doing that. So that's why they want everybody's assets. So the excuse is they can pick you up, no charge, and they can hold you indefinitely.
Exactly. A middle class can fight back with money. This is a way where they always seize your assets when they grab you so you can't defend yourself.
Exactly. And so that's the scheme that they're headed on as far as finance and personal ownership is concerned. And it's going to get worse and worse and worse. But again, what's pending in the wings is a collapse of the world finance and world economy. And I think that that's going to bring about total exposure and something they really can't
handle. Stay there.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
This is Steve Shank, J. Michael Stevens Group. Let's get real. Flour is already being rationed. Prices on food are getting so high, warehouses are installing security systems and guards. You can expect soon to see criminal activity in food. We're all in a foot race as to whether the food will become so expensive we can't afford it, or there will be no food at any price. We can't grow enough of our own food, even with genetically altered trash. It will give you the opportunity to eat perfectly engineered food. They think God didn't get it right, so Monsanto had to step in. If you think it's a little bit crazy to put in a supply of food, it's okay. We won't tell. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. It may be a little bit crazy, but that's okay. Because there is no such thing as a little bit dead.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back live. Final segment with Bob Chapman. I want to get through these calls. I want every listener tuning in to understand something. They have taught the police and military that authority is everything. They now have them swear a special allegiance to the commander-in-chief, not just to the Constitution and Bill of Rights, which has them then follow their oath to defend the Declaration of Independence, Bill of Rights, Constitution. And I want you to understand, what me and Bob are saying isn't even one-tenth as bad as it is. Okay? This is admitted. They're building the world into a prison grid, hence prisonplanet.com. Be sure and go to theinternationalforecaster.com twice a week, the email form of it. It is lengthy. Sometimes 30, 40 pages that I've seen. And then a couple times a month, they mail out a hard copy. You'd rather get it that way. Get a pen and paper. We'll tell you right before he leaves us in about 10 minutes how to get it. if you want the hard copy, if not, theinternationalforecaster.com. Right now, let's go to Kevin in Mass. Thanks for holding, Kevin. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Okay, pleasure talking to you finally. I've been a fan of yours for a couple of years now. I found you. I'm a paid subscriber, and I've got a ton of your DVDs. But there's something I really want to talk to you about, and I think it's very, very important. I almost liken it to the Battle of Thermopylae. In Ireland tomorrow, they're holding their referendum on the Treaty of Lisbon.
That's right, the European Union, yep.
Right, which is the repackaged constitution that the French and the Dutch voted down in 2005. Of the 27 member countries, only Ireland is allowing their people to vote on it.
Yeah, let's be clear. They brought them into the euro 50 years ago last year. The world was told it started in 2000, but they celebrated the 50th year last year. See, just like they'll be celebrating the European Union.
Yeah, that was the EC.
Exactly. Just like they'll be celebrating the North American Union and saying it was around since 2005 up in Waco, but the public doesn't even know it exists. And I'm glad you brought this up. Absolutely. Go ahead.
Now, the thing is, it's interesting. They repackaged the Constitution, which the French and the Dutch voted down in 2005, into a treaty now, which the other 26 member nations do not have a vote on. It's going to be rammed through their parliaments. Now, the Irish government has basically undertaken a disinformation campaign to get the people to vote yes on the thing. And I've been monitoring different European news sites and all, and the British are really upset they're not going to get the vote on it because Blair and the Brown have sold them down the river.
And again, this is the freedom of the New World Order now transferring all power of the countries and to where no one can even vote against them, even in the governments. I mean, this is dictatorship. They're giving dictatorial powers to the two separate presidents, because they have two different bodies, of the European Union.
Right. And well, this vote is tomorrow, Alex, and I think it's probably, because if basically the Irish vote it down, it turns the clock back to 2005, and they're going to have to regroup and counterattack again, and all we can do, but one little country of less than 4 million people holds the future of perhaps Europe and the world in their hands right now.
Well, I know polls...
You're absolutely correct, and we've been following this for years, and I saw the latest poll from Ireland. 28% of the people are undecided, and it's about 40 to 35 against the treaty for those who seem to think they know how they're going to vote. So it's an undecided group, and yes, there's all kinds of propaganda going on in order to get this, quote, agreement through, which, as you said, is a repackaged constitution. And, yes, it is that important, as you have stated. It can change the course of the world.
Well, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Good job, and keep it up. Keep on those builder Nazis, I call them.
Yeah, I'm going to tell my producer right now for today and tomorrow, call We Are Change Ireland immediately. I want to get him on for 10 minutes at the end of the show today after the guy hunger striking in front of McCain's office for 9/11 Truth. We have the state senator popping on who's been challenging him and calling him and writing him letters asking McCain to simply meet for 1 hour with 9/11 Truth, and this man, 16 days into a hunger strike, will end the hunger strike. He's in, you know, getting really weak out there in that heat, 16 days in. But, yeah, there's so much happening, Bob, that I've been meaning for weeks. I have covered it some and had We Are Change on about this a few months ago several times, We Are Change Ireland. But they've gone from being behind in the polls to it now, as you said, being neck and neck. And they do have a better voting system. It's still got some fraud, but not as obviously fraudulent as ours. And this is important. The first time in 50 years, they let the Europeans vote in France and one other nations. They voted it down by 75, 76% in one country, 70-plus percent in the other. And still, they just said, we're going to go ahead with it, even if you don't like it. And they had the 50th anniversary, because they say it officially started with the Treaty of Rome. The European Union secretly started, and this is now admitted. See, this is how they lie, folks, with the Treaty of Rome, 1957. They had the celebrations last year in every European capital, and I saw the news video and the photos. They would have jugglers and floats and spend millions of dollars, millions of euros per city, and no one would show up. It would be cops lining the streets, empty, with jugglers and people celebrating and fireworks with no one. I mean, no one. That shows why the New World Order is going to die, because they can control the media and say everybody loves it and say everybody wants it. They can deny it exists, even as the European Union does exist. This is the mind control, Bob, but they are not going to ever get us to love it, are they?
No, they're not. It's an interesting poll that was taken about 2 months ago in Germany in regard to the euro. 67% of the people wanted the Deutschmark back. And interestingly enough, further, 72.3% of the women in Germany did not want the euro. And, of course, they're the ones that spend most of the money in the household. And I think that's very representative. Germany is tired of carrying the remainder of the eurozone in the balance of payments.
It's the engine.
Surplus, which they have, which otherwise would be a very large deficit. And as many other things, but... And I know Germany makes up 45% of the eurozone, but the point is that they're carrying the whole thing, and the people are tired of it.
Well, let's be clear here. 75 or 76% that voted against it in France, 70-plus percent in Belgium, the only countries they let vote against it, they wouldn't let them vote. And now in every country, in England, it's 80-plus percent, but they go ahead and sign on to a judicial treaty, which is really governmental, and now they admit mm-hmm. that 80, was a story yesterday in the Times of London, 80-plus percent, was 81% of laws in England are European Union laws now. No one wants
That's part of that harmonization process. And incidentally, the other country wasn't Belgium, was Holland.
That's right, Holland, excuse me.
And that's the harmonization process that they're doing underground, so to speak, out of the sight of the public. And they're doing this throughout the entire world.
Now, again, is this freedom? They're militarizing the police. They're putting cameras up everywhere. Every European country is over 70% not wanting it. And the government just says, we don't care. See? I mean, this is the new world order. 90-plus percent of us want to control the borders. Doesn't happen. Gallup poll. 70 to 80%, depending on the poll, don't want the war. We're into year 5-plus. It just doesn't stop. We don't want RFIDs. 99% of Texans in a Houston Chronicle poll, 99% don't want toll roads on existing roads, don't want a Spanish company doing it. They just do it. I mean, Bob, this is tyranny, isn't it?
It's Nazism.
Let's take another call. Let's talk to Mike in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, Mr. Jones. I've got just a couple things I'd like to say. I watched Mark Dice in his interview on Fox, and the young lady that interviewed him kind of made a comment as to why he wanted the soldiers to have that information.
About 9/11 being an inside job, yes.
Yes. And I kind of like to direct it back to Lieutenant Watada. And when he was given an illegal order, and that's why you would want a soldier to have that information. You know, a soldier doesn't want to comply with an illegal order.
We know the war was based on lies, on WMDs and everything else, and they need to know the rest of the story, the rest of who did the attacks. It's our right as citizens to mail troops packages through these groups. It's our First Amendment, and we're going to do it. And then they had the headline yesterday on Fox after that, 9/11 truth goes postal, implying we're killing people, and then they admitted under that it was mailing them videos. So see, Bob Chapman, look at that deceptive headline. Comments on it.
I have no comment.
But that's amazing to say 9/11 truth goes postal is the headline story, top story on Fox yesterday. You know, implying somebody who saw that would think 9/11 truth had killed a bunch of people.
Well, they also implied that, you know, a soldier wouldn't want that information being out in the field. And if you would want to know if you were being given an order to commit a war crime. So you could not obey that order because it's not a legal order.
Terror Storm is the video.
Point.
Yeah, good point. Terror Storm is one of the main videos being recommended by Mark Dice and the ResistanceManifesto.com. And it's the perfect one. It shows mainstream news where British intel dresses up like Arabs and runs around killing people to get more of our troops killed. They were caught. Bob Chapman, isn't that important information for the troops to have?
It is, and it's absolutely true. In fact, what happened is that two of them were put in jail by the authorities in Iraq, and their comrades came with a tank and went through the wall of the jail and took these people who were in jail out.
And the news admitted they were running around shooting Iraqi police and blaming it on Al-Qaeda.
Another thing that bothered me is after they came out with this Senate Intelligence Committee report and the Democrats were up there And they said, yes, this shows that they violated, we went to war illegally. And then they said that they weren't going to be any prosecutions. You know, they have an obligation, just like a soldier has an obligation under the law, to pursue, anybody engaged in war crimes.
Absolutely. Look, we're out of time. Bob Chapman, fire out the toll-free number for folks to call and get a hard copy of the newsletter.
1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Bob, it was great having you on for an hour plus today. We really appreciate you and the InternationalForecaster.com.
Well, thank you very much. I love being here, and I'll be back.
Key info straight ahead. More of your calls. Two big guests. Stay with us.
Warning. The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Ted Anderson from Midas, June 11, 2008, gold, 875, 30-ounce gold coins can be purchased for 901, 443.85 for half, 221.93 for quarter. That's 901, 443.85, and 221.93. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as Dr. No, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live. Blair Gadsby, he's been on a 16-day hunger strike. He's popping in for about a 10-minute report with us in the next segment. We'll continue with open phones after that. Hunger strike for 9/11 truth, and we've got State Senator Karen Johnson, who is in the newspaper today in Phoenix, calling for McCain to go ahead and give this guy an hour to have a meeting with him about 9/11 truth so he'll end his hunger strike. So it's getting the press attention that it was intended to do at this poor guy's expense, but we certainly do wholeheartedly appreciate him for what he is doing there. That is coming up in the next segment with that guest. In this segment, I want to take a few minutes out to encourage listeners out there to continue to support InfoWars.com and the radio show, what we're doing here. I've signed a lease last week after the money bomb was successful for a larger office. We have to have that first. It's a warehouse, though. It's literally the cheapest square footage we could find in Austin. It's 7,800-plus square feet, just shy of 8,000 square feet. They're having to put in a wall right now. They're putting in new carpet. It was pretty bad in there. And then we got to move in, have all the telecommunications put in, the equipment. It'll take a few months as we move over there while we're continuing all our other duties, all our other reporting, all the other films we're making, the release of we're still working on the cover. It's been sent off to be mass-produced last week for Truth Rising, 9/11 Chronicles Part 1, Truth Rising. My new film just got the trailer for that up today on InfoWars.com in a YouTube video, but the encoding on the YouTube video isn't what I'd like. For those that know the tricks on that, man, I see amateurs with encodings to YouTube that look so good, and we try and try and just can't make it as crisp. Give us tips. Send Aaron tips at Aaron@InfoWars.com. But the point is, that's up there. We want you to spread the word. It's really the first three-minute intro to the film. We've got official trailers coming out Friday and next week. More trailers as we build towards that. So kind of an update on what we're doing here. The money bomb was extremely successful. I mean, the folks that thought up the idea to do it, Mr. Nordstrom, Eric Nordstrom, who had come up with the Ron Paul money bomb ideas, he wanted to raise $2 million. And, I think $250,000, $225,000 of it raised in one day, another $25,000 raised in the 5 days after that until last Friday, is just incredible. And we're doing the accounting on that now. I'm even going to take that out of our general business bank account. I'm going to put it into a separate account. And I'm going to make sure that every cent of it, because out of the other account, you know, I spend some of it for my own household and car and, you know, things like that. But there's another reason, not just accounting, so I follow my pledge of spending 100% of it on fighting the New World Order and getting the word out. It's also so that I don't have to pay taxes on it. I mean, if it's all spent on business and expenses and computers and paying employees, I guess except for the taxes they pay, it'll almost all be spent directly towards the cause and not back to Big Brother. So that's another good reason that, I did it that way. And so $250,000, $240,000 of it is cleared. Some of it still hasn't cleared, but it's right at $250,000. In fact, $243,000 cleared as of yesterday. Some of it that came in late last week is just now clearing today, and it may be a little bit above $250,000. And you know, that's a drop in the bucket compared with what the New World Order has against us. But for every dollar we have, we fight millions of dollars of their lies effectively. And so it will all be spent on fighting the New World Order and expanding what we're doing. People are like, well, it's been a week since the money bomb. Where's the new TV network? I told you, if I get a new TV show up even once a week on Dish or DirecTV for 1 hour a week in the next 6 months, we'll be doing good. I mean, we actually do things here. It's easy to dream and say things and make things up and then not do it. We actually do what we say. So my goal is in the next 5 to 6 months to have a TV show up. By the way, some fools have sent me emails saying it costs hundreds of thousands per hour on there. No, it doesn't. We're talking about thousands of dollars an hour on there. And we're talking about for a whole channel on one of those, we're talking about $500,000 a year, which sounds like a lot. But if we can get it up and running, we can get the advertising. It's got enough viewers. But see, I wouldn't just do it if we're just going to put a show on. It's that we're going to be able to use the internet, the talk radio audience, to spread the word. It'll have a huge built-in audience, which will then, hopefully, because the goal is to be able to make enough money to pay for itself off advertising within 6 months to a year. And then, with that beta tested, it can expand within 6 months to a weekly, from a weekly to a daily, and then maybe even do a network. But that's up to the support. It's up to the work we do. We got a big job ahead of us, and we are going to be getting that done. Okay, so we're working our tails off. So I salute you and thank all of you out there that made the Money Bomb so successful. Thank you so much. We made history.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract.
To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com.
You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Brother, brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today.
Well, it's made quite a few of the local papers in Phoenix and Tucson. They even made a few blurbs in the national news. And it's going to take people like Blair Gadsby to stop the New World Order from staging more terror attacks. And his hunger strike, now into the 16th day, is commendable out there in 100-plus degree heat outside John McCain's senatorial office and presidential campaign office there in Arizona. It made the Arizona Republic a couple days ago. Lawmaker asked McCain to talk with 9/11 theorists. Well, the official story is a theory that's been totally disproven. That's the whole point. An Arizona state senator is petitioning presumptive GOP presidential nominee John McCain to meet with 9/11 conspiracy theorists, including an adjunct professor from Scottsdale who has been fasting outside McCain's Phoenix office. State Senator Karen Johnson, a Mesa Republican, delivered a letter to McCain's Senate office asking that he sit down with Scottsdale activist Blair Gadsby. This happened a week ago. And a pair of leading members of the 9/11 truth movement to consider alternative explanations of September 11, 2001 attacks and the collapse of the World Trade Center towers. Gadsby's first outside McCain's Senate office entered its 10th day today. And again, this was last week. There are so many questions left unanswered, said Johnson, who called for a new independent investigation into the attacks. And it made him report in here that WTC was the third building to collapse at the complex, though it wasn't directly struck by either aircraft. Gadsby said that he'll maintain his office vigil until McCain pledges to sit down with him, Richard Gage, founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, and Stephen Jones, a physicist who claims to have done laboratory analysis and found evidence of explosives in the World Trade Center rubble. Their conditions, a pledge of 2 hours with McCain, plus national media coverage. Gadsby, an adjunct community professor, said he's been told by McCain staffers that the senator is too busy to meet. The Republic has no luck Tuesday reaching representatives of either McCain's Senate office or presidential campaign, but he appears unsympathetic to 9/11 conspiracy theorists. The official story's been disproven. They admit the White House lie. That's all come out in hearings. We are not conspiracy theorists. And occasionally has sparred with them on the campaign trail over the past year. He wrote the foreword to the 2006 book entitled 9/11 Myths, Why Conspiracy Theorists Can't Stand Up to the Facts. And the whole thing's a big lie by the fathers of yellow journalism, Hearst Publishing. It was written by the editors of Popular Mechanics magazine. And there's another story from We Are Change on this today as well. Phoenix 9/11 truth activists start hunger strike at McCain's office. So joining us is the individual that is doing this. That's Blair Gadsby. Thank you for coming on with us, Professor.
Hey, good to be with you, Alex.
Am I correct in saying you're 16 days into this?
Today's day number 17.
17. Okay. I had read 16 today. 17 days. So what day did this start?
It started on Memorial Day Monday. That we thought it was appropriate that our folks have gone off and died defending freedom. Well, doggone it, I'm expressing that freedom now.
Where are you right now, Mr. Gadsby?
I'm right out by the road here on the easement by the sidewalk under some shade. As you know, the Phoenix sun is pretty intense, but I'm right outside U.S. Senator John McCain's office on 5353 North 16th Street in downtown Phoenix.
Yeah, it gets up to 120 there sometimes. How hot is it now?
It can be brutal. They're forecasting 100 today. Yesterday was 108. I think that was the worst of it. Today should be a little bit of relief.
How are you feeling 17 days into a hunger strike?
I'm starting to feel it, Alex. I'm pretty weak. I can feel my legs getting a little rubbery. I'm kind of a thin guy to begin with at 150 to 55 pounds, typically at 5'11", and I checked in at 124 there last night. So, yeah, I don't have much to spare here, and they know I'm waiting.
Unbelievable. Well, you've already won in that it's gotten a lot of local news coverage, and as this develops, everybody needs to call Phoenix TV, radio stations, newspapers, and tell them to get on this and have them come out and look at the evidence. But look, what did Mark Dice do? He came up with the idea, said instead of just mailing peace packages or things to the troops, they have these programs where, you know, you can, quote, write letters or send packages to the troops. Don't label it, but in there with candy or in there with letters or in there with other things, send them DVDs or computer disc or thumb drive saying, check this out. Mail it to the troops that 9/11 is an inside job. That's a key weak point on the New World Order, using our military to destroy our currency, to kill a million more Iraqis, and to destroy our name internationally. So that's something else we're doing. We're hitting them at every angle. And individuals like the professor we've got on, people like Mark Dice, everybody, We Are Change, out confronting everybody, 9/11 truth groups, all of them. It's so exciting together. And more people are accepting the facts that it's an inside job. They're looking, they're finding out the truth. What do you want to say to the international audience right now, sir?
I want to say, Alex, that I'm counting a 20 to 25 thumbs up to a ratio of one thumbs down just on the vehicular traffic going by. So, you know, there is awareness out there, even though the mainstream press is sitting all over this. And in spite of us breaking out into the Arizona Republic, which is largely a result of Karen Johnson's efforts, I'm not sure that they would have given me the time of day had it not been for Karen Johnson agitating for my cause. But nevertheless, in spite of this corporatized conglomerate media really stifling this story, people are aware. So all I can say to folks who would have an interest in this topic and trying to push this effort into the limelight is call your local stations and say, what's going on out there in McCain's office? Why is it this guy wants to talk to him? And then that gives us an open door to present 9/11 truth issues.
Have the local radio stations been having you on?
Oh, I've done a slew of web radio stations. There's been one station, KTAR. They were just awful to me. I mean, other than giving me the wacko treatment and on the weekend here, they sent me out a pizza quite sarcastically, and they've been nothing but ridiculing.
Yeah, then, of course, we're conspiracy theorists about how they're destroying the dollar on purpose or destroying our country or setting up a police state. All these fools are going to find out, unfortunately, they were on the wrong side, their weakness and their denial. Now, Karen Johnson's on with us in about an hour. She says she's basically at McCain's office right now. Have you seen her go in yet?
Not as of yet, Alex, no.
Yeah, she told me that she's going to be getting there in about right around now in the next 30 minutes. We just talked to her a few minutes ago. She's coming on after that in about an hour from now after she tries to talk to people in McCain's office. So hopefully they'll listen to her. But we need more people to come out there. Give folks the address that are listening anywhere in Arizona to come down there and spend a day with you in solidarity. Also, I know there's a lot of YouTube videos. We've been posting them at Infowars.com. 9/11 bloggers been posting some of them as well. We need to show this. This is what I see. You've got 9/11 Big Truth signs out there, 25 thumbs up for every thumbs down. When I go on talk shows, even where the host, and this is even 4 or 5 years ago, it's even better now, I would sit there marking, you know, four lines and then a fifth line through it, where I would take 20, 30, 40, 50 calls in a 2-3 hour interview with the host calling me a kook, a nut, playing helicopter noises, you know, and the black helicopter noises in the background, laughing at me, with caller after caller agreeing. I'll never forget one on Kogo in San Diego. They just flipped out and then hung up on me, and I went and listened on the web. This is like 6 years ago, and every caller was agreeing with me, and he said, it's a full moon. That's it. We're not doing this discussion anymore because, again, we're beating them. We're beating them.
Alex, if I can say something, I've met these guys face-to-face, these radio commentators and these one writer in the New Times that did a real nasty smear job on me, and they're intellectual lightweights, Alex. They have no arguments. They have no serious rebuttal to the evidence that we're bringing forward. Now, I've been zeroing in naturally on the collapse of the buildings and just trying to keep it simple so to get people thinking about wanting to there's a reason for a new investigation. But the tactics on the mainstream press is just to smear us, not to deal with the evidence.
Sir, I'm going to let you continue. We had somebody break in on my ISDN line. You've got the floor. Keep talking.
Okay, yeah, and they don't really present any serious case, and that's been even in the Arizona Republic, which is not a tabloid, to be sure. It has, when the writer wrote that, the bar, the headline for the story, there was, in fact, a second one that came out this Monday on myself, and it was really just about the hunger strike and not really related to Karen Johnson specifically. But he said, hunger striker seeks truth, and the word truth is in quotes, on 9/11. Well, why is it? I mean, I'm a writer, too. Why is it, and I know these techniques, so why is it when we are asking questions and seeking truth, it's truth in quotations, and yet when the popular mechanics tells us the version of how the buildings came down, well, that's just the truth and you don't question it. This double standard, Alex, is just preposterous, and you have to just be, you have to really be not paying attention to see this stuff and realize that this is an orchestrated smear campaign. And first of all, a conspiracy of silence on the part of the media. And then just whenever we are given an opportunity to say something, we're ridiculed and attacked for personally, for our characters or our my educational status. It's just nonsense, Alex.
Well, it certainly is, my friend. And it's going to come out that 9/11 is an inside job. The vast majority of Americans believe they've been lied to. A huge minority as of 3 years ago believe that, you know, 36%+ believe the government did it completely. And we've seen other polls as high as 84% in the New York Times believing that it may be an inside job, that there's a cover-up going on. And we're just gaining ground every day with governors and former German defense ministers and high-level Japanese parliament and the former highly respected former head of Italian intelligence and former president of Italy saying all intelligence agencies know it's an inside job. Every detective I talk to, you know, I've been out in Hollywood quite a few times with some of the stars, and they'll have their off-duty, you know, police detectives who are their bodyguards at events, and they go, oh, we all knew it was an inside job day one. Now, the average beat cop who's on fluoride and got a low IQ may not know it, and a lot of them are smart and do. But the whole point here is that they admit they lied and said they didn't know about plans to fly planes into buildings. Turned out they had those exact plans. Turns out they had to order the FBI to stop investigations. Turns out they ordered NORAD to stand down. Turns out Cheney was in the bunker ordering a stand down. Turns out that the head of Pakistani intelligence that was running the so-called hijackers did hang out with the Bushes and others right before it happened, and on the day of the event, hanging out with the heads of the House and Senate Intelligence Committee. It turns out there were drills of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon that morning. It turns out that false blips were superimposed by the government over NORAD and the FAA. It turns out that there were U.S. troops by the tens of thousands massed to invade Afghanistan in the months before 9/11 in a buildup. It turns out Bush signed the launch order on September 10th to attack Afghanistan. All of this, and had the press releases ready to say it was for a terror attack. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, all you've got to face is the horror that killers run the government, and it isn't going to end when Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, because don't think they won't whack him if they don't want to, or John McCain get into office. This is going to continue, and we have to get out there and expose government-sponsored terror. The Clintons bombed Oklahoma City and the World Trade Center. That is, the people running them did. The Bush cronies tied in with other nations attacked us on 9/11. They admit they attacked and staged the Gulf of Tonkin. They admit they staged a bunch of other events. The USS Liberty is now declassified. Chicago Tribune, it's time for the denial to stop. Criminals run our governments. They want tens of trillions in no-bid weapons contracts, in oil and police state. They want to be heroes. They stage events to get wars going. It's simple. Your comments on that, Mr. Gadsby, Blair Gadsby, in day 17 of your hunger strike.
These guys are sitting on a mountain of lies, Alex, and as you say, it's going to topple. Look at what just came out this week about the Senate hearings regarding the intelligence going into Iraq. It's not just that they worked with bad intelligence. They demonstrated that Cheney, Rumsfeld, Rice, Bush, they were lying. They were intentionally cherry-picking the evidence, distorting it, making a false case to go to war. So I don't know what other events need to converge into our cause to really snap the American people out of their stupor so that they can see just what they are facing in such rotten administration. We have just been so poorly administered over this past 8 years. It's just an abomination.
Well, you say poorly because you want to help the country and have a good nation. But for the globalists, they've gotten $3 trillion in no-bid contracts so far. Trillions more coming. They've stolen $4 trillion out of the Pentagon trust funds. It's totally empty now. That's admitted congressional hearings. They say they won't say where the money went. They admittedly have flown in $60-plus billion in $100 bills, paying off privates $30,000, up to $100,000 for sergeants, $1 million for colonels, to get them corrupt so they can threaten them with charges for taking the money, a mercenary army. They're admittedly building FEMA camps. We always told you about that. Now that's in the news. I mean, this is hell on earth. We don't have a choice.
You think we were living in Nigeria, for crying out loud. I just don't understand what's happening to our country. It's like it's imploding from the inside out.
It's a total looting. It's a total criminality. They are going for broke with a vanguard, a rear guard of militarized, brainwashed police to protect them while they do it.
God help us, Alex.
I mean, it's real simple. They trained and ordered the cops to suppress the people, and the government to suppress the people with more taxes, regulations, no due process, while they rob everything in sight. I mean, they are just literally, folks, it's indescribable when you read the corruption, the admissions, the fake newscasts, the fake propaganda, Pentagon stooges at every major newspaper, just wall-to-wall evil, death squads domestically, Latin American death squads hired, taken to Iraq, Halliburton, DynCorp, and major newspapers running giant child kidnapping rings, White House memos about torturing two-year-olds with pliers, sexually raping them. I mean, this is hell pit demon stuff. This is, it's all just so off the charts.
And how do we bring this back to the people, Alex? How do we give the country back to the people? I'm almost concerned that, is it too late? I'm sitting out here and I wonder to myself, am I really getting through? I'm sure I'm an optimist by nature. But is it too late for our country?
Well, there have been a lot of cases of ships. Here's my weird historical analysis. Who were prisoners, slaves, or prisoners chained up in the bottom of the hold, or guys that smarted off to the captain, so they're chained up in the hold, and then the ship gets hit in a battle or is in a storm, and they don't unchain the guys down, and the guys, you know, chop their feet off, pull their legs out. A lot of times people escape, and it's, you know, we're here, the water's pouring in, they're up top laughing, getting in their lifeboats, leaving with the treasure, and we've got to do whatever we can. But the general public, as water pours in, are chained in at the oars, and are just giggling at us as the water openly pours in.
That's right. It's like they should be able to see this coming. If not, you know, if nothing else comes of this, Alex, I hope that I've raised the awareness in my immediate area, and just, of course, for people reading the newspaper, that people are still questioning, that some of the masses will understand that people are still questioning the story of September the 11th.
Resistance is victory. Resistance is victory. You doing something, other people doing other things, all of us doing things like you're doing, all of us pulling stunts for liberty, going and confronting politicians, banner hangs. Some people are talking about climbing buildings. You know, what if the Spider-Man guy would have climbed for 9/11 truth instead of phony, you know, man-made global warming? You know, we've got to hit them on every front, on every facet. People have got to do everything they can. I mean, now is the time. This is not a joke. You can't count on somebody else. If all of you listening would take action now, get involved, then nothing can stop it. We need people in Phoenix with banner hangs, marches, whatever. We need aggressive action now. Look, we just salute you out there. You're at John McCain's office, and we just are absolutely praying for you. Blair Gadsby, God bless you.
Thank you so much, Alex. Good being with you.
We'll check in with you daily as this develops. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24 DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Folks, I'm so busy covering all the massive developments that I haven't even covered the biggest story of the day. That is coming up in the next 30 minutes, detailed analysis. Then I'll cram in as many of the calls that are holding as I can. I'm so tired of people not knowing what's going on. They get an idea, and then they spread all these rumors. There is a techie YouTube channel that gets millions of views per video with this French model who is the host of it that I saw a few weeks ago where they said, oh, we talk to people at tech companies. They tell us that there's a rumor that in 2012 they will fully shut off the old web and force us onto a new web. And then everybody runs around like chickens with their heads cut off. When Paul Watson has probably written 30, 40, maybe 50 articles about it, he did write one 2 years ago called MySpace is a Trojan Horse for Internet 2. And that story details everything from Internet 2, from ICANN, from the UN. All the rumors can end. The documentation can begin. Now, there is a headline story right now on PrisonPlanet.com that has links to all of the admissions. Everything we say is backed up by congressional testimony, by industry statements, by the ISPs, by Level 3, Cogent, all the big backbones. This is not a rumor. This is a fact. And I wish to heaven I can do some video of me acting stupid on air, joking around once a week, and that'll get a million views. But then we'll put out a video, as I did years ago, about Internet 2, and I just saw it surfing around last night, and in 2 years it's had like 25,000 views. That isn't going to do it. So when we get back, I am going to break all of this down. Everybody, stand by, okay? Get your recorders ready. Call everybody you know. The story is the headline on Infowars.com right now, on PrisonPlanet.com right now. Paul Watson's article that he wrote this morning. I called him up last night and said, please write another big one. And he said, I've written 50 articles, Alex, on it. And I said, just do a new one with it all in one article. He's done that. It's like 20 pages long. Secret plan to kill the Internet by 2012 leaked. Okay? And if you want to know the admitted facts, not the speculation, you want to know exactly their stated blueprint. This is admitted. This is happening now. Okay? It's there right now for you. Before we end this hour, eFoods Direct, ladies and gentlemen, is the best storable foods company we found. They are the longest continually operating company out there as well. They are fabulous. I've gotten food from them 4 times. I just ordered my 5th shipment because I've also given food to family. 1-800-409-5633. It lasts 10 years in non-climate controlled, 15 or more is what they say. If it is in climate control, that is around 75, and you keep it there. 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Huge banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com at eFoodsDirect.com. eFoodsDirect.com. Then the best green food I found out there with another huge line of wonderful nutritive products, healthy cocoa, healthy coffee. I use it all at my office. Most of my office takes it, and then they go to the local store where they can buy it. That's Brave New Books, and they get it there in Austin. You need to go to PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Link through on their banner. You get 10% off when you click through that page automatically. Innerfood.com or give them a call and tell them Alex Jones sent you, 866-762-9238. Again, that's 866-762-9238 or Innerfood.com. Dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirulina. That's just 6 of the 20 products in their green food. 2 little scoops in your orange juice or apple juice. It tastes really good with that. Tastes okay without it. Doesn't make you feel high or weird. There's no speed-type junk in it like a lot of the other green foods have. Innerfood.com or 866-762-9238. And then, again, don't forget Innerfood as well and their coffees and their cocoa and the rest of it. And then eFoods Direct. Don't forget those folks. With all these uncertain times, we need to be self-sufficient for whatever's coming. So eFoodsDirect.com, Innerfood.com. Don't forget those sponsors. They make it all possible. Okay, we're going to start video live streaming here in 1 minute and the final 4th hour of the radio show. State Senator Karen Johnson coming up.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I want everyone that is listening to us to understand that we need to now have a moment of silence for the internet that is, as we speak, being dismantled, being killed. The next 30 minutes, I am going to cover exactly what is happening to the internet, what is developing, what is unfolding. I'm going to put up on the screen for you a live image of a top story today on prisonplanet.com. That is the 11th day of June 2008. Up on screen in a moment, you will see the article, Secret Plan to Kill the Internet by 2012 Leaked, with a question mark. Some question if report that pay-per-view system to be introduced is a hoax, but wider march to regulate the web is documented. I want to show you another article out of iPower where Bell Canada and Tel US, formerly owned by Verizon, are admitting that they are planning to go to this system. I want to go ahead and show you that article on screen now. Now, if you go to the story, Secret Plan to Kill the Internet by 2012 Leaked, up on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com right now, you will notice that as you scroll through the article, there are more than 40 links. Now, these are links to Internet 2's own corporate meetings, their own conferences, going back as early as the year 2000. These are congressional reports. These are press releases put out by Comcast, put out by Verizon, put out by many others. You will also see a video on the screen. There are hundreds of versions of this all over the web, some with 600,000 views, some with 800,000 views, some with 300,000 views. There are millions and millions of views of the video that you see on your screen of your PrisonPlanet.tv viewer. If you're a radio listener, you can go to PrisonPlanet.com and watch the video. When we get back from break, first, after this quick break, I want to play a few minutes of this as they talk about rumor, they talk about inside sources. And this video and others have taken the web by storm. I want to first go through the poor blind public just beginning to grasp that this is really happening. And then I want to walk through not the rumor, and I'm not criticizing this group, I commend them, but not the rumor, but the facts. We have the facts. 2.5 years ago, Paul Watson wrote a story called MySpace is a Trojan Horse for Internet 2. That story was quoted heavily in several U.S. newspapers, including the San Francisco Chronicle. And I commend the Chronicle. Their IT writer actually went and looked up our facts and was stunned that we were right. you can Google stories because Internet 2, the private consortium hooked in with the UN and ICANN, always announces they met in Austin a few years ago. They met in London. They met in Chicago. They met in New York. They met in Tokyo. They always announce at the beginning of the conference, quote, the Internet is dead. And to simplify it, there's a bunch of different things they're going to do to shut the old web down over the next few years and force you onto a regulated, controlled, paid, not just paid subscription, but also taxed Internet where they control where you can go, not just through ending net neutrality, but through a lot of other systems that they're going to be using, including physically shutting down the backbone of the web, shutting down the old switchers and routers and corridors for what you know of as the web today, also allowing the old system to deteriorate before it is finally switched off. They say they're going to call that a collapse or shutdown, but they're orchestrating this. This is like putting toll roads on an existing road. It's just on the Internet. We'll be right back and give you the absolute facts, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and bread lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in Internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to put it back up on screen, the article at PrisonPlanet.com. It's also over at Infowars.com. Secret plan to kill the Internet by 2012. Let me first play the video, one of the videos responsible for a resurgence of people being concerned about this. Now, I'm glad they're doing this, but it's also very frustrating to me to know without a doubt, to have the stated facts by the telecoms, by the United Nations, by ICANN, based here in the U.S., that they are going to do this by the universities, by hundreds of corporations. This has been the stated plan. I learned about the full extent of this in about 2001. I had seen rumors of it before that. But in one article that Paul Watson did, it goes through all of it, every single bit of it. I mean, this whole thing is hyperlinks to mainstream news, giving you a piece here, a piece there. But if you go to Internet 2 itself, and you go to their website and to the other industry groups that are pushing all this, you can find out the exact facts. So let me just play here on screen for you a few minutes of this piece, and then we'll analyze the rumor versus the facts. Because they're saying, oh, industry people are telling us about a rumor. Meanwhile, there's hundreds of mainstream articles admitting, quote, the rumor. It's kind of like I talk about FEMA camps. People still say it's a rumor when it's been in the Houston Chronicle, Chicago papers. It's been in the San Francisco Chronicle that they've built these FEMA camps run by Halliburton and all this. It's kind of like I hear everybody on air saying, why are oil prices so high? Is it the oil companies? Is it speculators? No. The vast majority of it is dollar devaluation. That's in congressional reports. That's what OPEC is saying. It is so simple. I'm not even that smart. That's what's frustrating here. So I have to see these people getting millions of views pushing rumors. It's worse than what they're saying on this piece. So here it is. I'll go ahead and roll this. And it's coming up right now. You'll be able to watch it if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Here you go. Well, that's funny. Murphy's Law is it's not playing. I tell you, it just never ends, ladies and gentlemen. It absolutely never ends trying to warn people. Oh, God. God Almighty. Now, that is bizarre. Can you guys come in here and...
Oh, the news yet.
There we go. I'm going to start over, and I want to edit that out of the video because I want to post this on the web. I'm asking listeners watching this now at PrisonPlanet.tv who edit my pieces and put them on the web to cut out that mistake because we needed this to be cogent and focused for everybody out there that is patiently out there watching. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead. Now I'm going to go ahead and play the clip of these folks that really mean well. They're doing a great job. They've got a little bit of the facts, but they have no idea how serious this indeed really is. Here it is.
Hi, guys. This is a new iPower clip, and today we have some news about net neutrality. And my name is Tanya, and this is the crew. This is Dean, hey. Reese, Ian, hey. And Chiron. I guess Reese will be starting today.
Yeah, yeah. I'll give you guys a little recap. For the people who don't know the news yet, what's happening is information has leaked out about all significant internet providers all over the globe, how they are planning to actually drastically limit and commercialize internet access by the year 2012. This means that by then, you will actually only be able to access a small bunch of commercial websites for which you'll have to pay a certain standard fee. And if you want to visit any other website that's not in your sort of like television-like package, you will have to pay something extra. You will have to pay extra subscriptions for every other site you visit. Now, this isn't just about the internet getting expensive. This is about the internet just disappearing because all those other sites won't get any visitors anymore because you have to ask yourself, who will visit any, you know, sort of smaller website that they have to pay a subscription for? Their visitor counts will go down drastically and it will all just disappear over time. This will happen pretty quickly. We actually have a contributor to Time Magazine who's doing an article about our information, and because we got it from inside sources who didn't want to reveal themselves. But this guy from Time, who contributes to Time Magazine, actually has now official sources from major internet providers like Bell Canada.
I'm going to stop right there for just a moment, and we're going to go back to this in just a second. Again, I don't care about getting the credit for warning everybody, because I didn't. The establishment itself said it was going to do all this, but this is only one small part of it 2.5 years ago, 6 years ago, 8 years ago. I learned of it again six and a half years ago. So even this, quote, inside stuff, and now Time's going to tell us what's going on, what you're hearing here that people are debating and can't believe isn't one-tenth of the plan. So I'm going to finish up with playing part of this live to continue to comment on it, and then I'll come back and get into what's really going on for you.
And Telus, formerly owned by Verizon, who officially confirmed all of our story. What the only thing that they didn't confirm was the date, 2012, because they thought it may actually happen sooner in Canada. So that's even more unsettling. Just in case you're wondering who we are and why we are, you know, giving you this information, the thing is, we are internet activists, and we've been very active on the net neutrality front for years now. So that's why we've built up a lot of relations with the industry and with the media. The article will soon be published, probably in Time magazine, with all the confirmations from official sources. So, you know, for those people who are in doubt and stuff, just definitely check that out.
And what's really important, what we're going to focus our time on, is actually organizing the people, organizing, bring people together so we can actively do something about this, because that's what it's about. I mean, the reason we're making this clip is not to announce doomsday or whatever. We have hope, and that's why we're making this clip. That's what motivates us to make this clip, is the hope to make sure this doesn't happen. And how can we make sure? It's the first step to do is, like we said last week, is spread the word. But in a second step, we have to actually come together, unite our forces, and do something together.
Okay. Well, actually, the first thing you need to do is you need to find out exactly what's going on and how wide-reaching this is. That is the first thing that you need to do, and you need to do it immediately. Okay? Now, let me, for everybody out there now, slowly walk through exactly what's happening here. The internet was set up by DARPA. It was built by the Pentagon, and they've had it going back into the 70s, even before that. I mean, we've got emails from the 70s and 80s where White House staff were communicating with different federal agencies over, quote, email or electronic mail. When Al Gore said that he had some vote in the Senate in the early 90s to before he became vice president to create the internet, that is just absolutely asinine. The internet, you can go read this in mainline encyclopedias, did not begin in the 90s. It began in the early 1960s. That's when it was conceived, and it was in use between secret government agencies, you know, the scientific agencies, back in the late 60s. It was widely adopted in the 70s and was in almost all major government institutions by the early 1980s. So let's get that straight. The government built it. But then, with the BBS systems and message boards and other people tying in, and people paying for internet connections and using their phone lines, and people putting up their own server farms and other industries and systems developing, but the government still, with the telecoms and the universities, controlled the major hubs or the routing systems, the, quote, peer-to-peer. When I first learned about Internet 2 back in 2001, it was from them. That's just one of the big multinational organizations where big companies, telecoms and others, and governments and universities, institutions, put money in, and then Internet 2 lobbies and regulates and tries to shape the future of it. And what they said they were going to do in 2001 was have 50 global corporations and 50 global international universities will house the new hubs and the new backbone of Internet 2, which they were already building then. It is now in place. They've laid the cable worldwide. They've got the satellites, all of it. And when to get on Internet 2, you're going to have to sign agreements. It's like you're going to have a subdomain like MySpace. And you will go generally pay to have a membership there. Then you'll have a place, like you have a YouTube account, or you have a MySpace account, or you have a Flickr or a Facebook account. But then you sign an agreement where they can regulate you. They can censor you. They can expunge your account whenever they want. They track who you are. You're going to have ID of who you are to be on that system. And they argue, well, it's a corporate slash private slash government system, and so you don't have to have an internet. You don't have to be on Internet 2. You just have to agree if you want to be on our backbone. That's why we say MySpace is the model of the Trojan horse for Internet 2. That's in their own words. Now, they say in all of these different documents and in all these different reports that they are the corporations, the government, the universities, that they are then going to force you off Internet 1, which is the existing backbones, that they were going to stop by 2003, which they've now done, upgrading hubs, fixing switchers, that they were going to force you onto Internet 2. They were going to take over the existing pieces of router and existing systems and existing backbone that private, corporate, and governmental interest own or control, in government's case, and that they're going to shut those off and put them into Internet 2, and now whole areas of the web will be down. Remember in 2004 and 2005, Cogent and Level 3, two big backbone peer-to-peer providers, not even the biggest, but in the top 20, they had a fight with each other for 2 weeks, and that they had several fights, and that a third or more of the web was just down. I mean, 30, 40% in some cases of the websites I'd try to visit weren't physically down, but from where I was at, I couldn't get routed to it because they had shut that down. So they're not just going to tax the web and tax email. They're not just going to force you onto Internet 2. They are going to shut down the old web. You're saying, fine, I just won't be on Internet 2. Well, no, it's like putting a toll road on an existing road. You understand? So we're going to break all this down after this quick break. This is the full story, and we'll give you the time frame from their own documents. Stay with us.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. To learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you stay up late worrying about your teen driver? Do you need to know the exact location of a loved one or a company vehicle? What can you do if your vehicle becomes one of the thousands annually targeted for theft? Now you can log into your own personal website and view the exact location of your vehicle, stationary or moving, in real time,
24 hours a day. Introducing NowTrack, a revolutionary new GPS vehicle tracking device that requires no activation fee, no monthly fee, and no contract. Your NowTrack device is designed for self-installation discreetly in any vehicle using state-of-the-art GPS. Track your vehicle via the internet or text message in all 50 states, plus Canada, Mexico, and Puerto Rico. Priced at $359, your NowTrack device is shipped active with unlimited tracking for the first year. We offer free same-day shipping and a 30-day completely risk-free trial. Purchase your NowTrack anytime online at NowTrack.com. That's NowTrack.com. Or call us at 877-NOWTRACK. That's 877-669-8725.
Let me just state the facts here. The multinational corporations have now lost over 60% of their newspaper circulation. TV cable networks are falling apart. The choices, the free speech, the variety, the diversity of the internet being free and open is destroying them. They have to do what they're doing now. Okay, so they want to tax the web. They want to regulate it. They want to make you thumb scan. You notice a lot of the new keyboards have a thumbprinter on them. They say by law they want to make it a crime if you don't thumbprint when you get online and ID. They are going to force you onto Internet 2 by not updating the hubs and the grids on what is Internet 1. And they're going to take those grids and start cannibalizing that into Internet 2 that's already been built all over the Western world, into South Korea, into China, into Japan, into Russia. Okay, you can go online and see maps of Internet 2. It just gets bigger and bigger by the day, and they use taxpayer money to do this. They then give the infrastructure to these companies. And we pay for all of this with our ISP money and with our taxes, both the private and the corporate interest. And there's a lot of other ways that they're doing that. But in case there's any denials, 40 gigabytes for $55 per month, Time Warner bandwidth caps arrive. And, of course, they've already tested this in the last year and a half with Comcast. This is where you pay for your bandwidth connection. You pay for your T1 or you pay for your DSL or your cable modem or whatever system you're using. You're paying for the bandwidth. Then whoever you're streaming from has to pay for the bandwidth themselves. I have two CDNs and seven other servers on top of two content distribution networks for InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.tv. So I'm paying so that you can access it and see the text and watch the videos and hear the audio and our millions of people that listen on our podcast, the millions that listen on the internet, on the radio, and on the AM and FM. We're paying for the satellites to deliver that to the stations. So understand, we pay. The people that run websites pay for the bandwidth. We pay for it all. Then you pay for the connection to get to us. The telecoms are saying, no, we're also going to charge you when you come to InfoWars.com and you pull off of my servers, and you're paying for the connection to get to my servers. They're being paid, and exorbitantly, one of the only profit centers left in the country. And then I'm paying to give you the data. They say, no, you're not just going to pay for your connection. Alex isn't just going to pay for the servers that he provides to you to come to his websites. Now we're going to charge you for the amount that we meter that you are pulling down off of his site and streaming to your computer, or to your iPhone, or to your MP3 player, or whatever device you're getting media from. This is all mainstream news. This is news out of China. 40 gigabytes for $55 a month. The Time Warner bandwidth cap arrives. But I don't even need to read this article. I live in Texas. It says Time Warner will launch a trial program in Texas which imposes monthly internet consumption caps on subscribers in Beaumont, Texas, following a two-month grace period. Cable users will pay a dollar extra each for additional gigabyte consumed beyond the cap. See, and this is just one sector of their control system, not just governmental taxes and email stamps. You buy a group stamp. No. Now they're adding all of this, and they're hijacking the major corridors and the hubs. That's known as only one facet of that is net neutrality, where instead of just not upgrading the hubs and making you go to Internet 2, they will just refuse to communicate with each other peer-to-peer and start blocking off and breaking up the web. Again, killing the web. That is what's happening right now. I've got another article here out of iPower. ISPs confirmed 2012, the year the internet ends. But you heard them reporting, it's already really ending. They're already, Comcast is already controlling how much bandwidth you can get, where you can go, what you can do. I remember 2 years ago, big ISPs started announcing AOL control system started announcing, and others, that they would let you go to sites that they had agreements with, big sites, big establishment sites. They would let you have free access, but that they would give you tier two for millions of other alternative websites that weren't part of their agreements. They've also been writing and selling for a decade or more software you put on your computer or you download, put it on by disk or download, where, quote, they restrict hateful sites or gambling sites or hacking sites or porn sites. And then that has a database that blocks hundreds of thousands of keywords and different combinations. So that's another form of censorship. See, it's a huge cocktail. Hundreds of different systems they're using. ISPs confirmed 2012, the year the internet ends. Bell Canada and Tel US with Verizon employees officially confirmed that 2012's ISP all over the globe will reduce internet access and a TV-like subscription model, only offering access to a small standard amount of commercial sites, a few hundred. You understand, this is not a rumor. This is not a joke. This is not a game. This is happening now. You got to tell everybody, this is not a conspiracy theory. Internet 2 said in 2001, they are going to take the internet as you know it away and rape the hell out of you financially. We'll be right back with another guest on a different subject. Then later, before the show ends, Jason Burmes is going to be in here with me in studio as we analyze this further. To all the InfoWars activists, take the last 30 minutes, edit it all down to key info, get it out on the web, make sure everybody sees it so they get the full picture.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
I've got to run.
take the state senator's time for about 5-6 minutes because she's very busy, and I want to get back to the internet too and what's happening there. Her actions, thank God, got it in the Arizona Republic, the big statewide paper out of Phoenix. Lawmaker asked McCain to talk with 9/11 theorist, this state professor there at a university, is in day 17 of his hunger strike, calling for McCain to meet with him for a couple hours and talk about 9/11 being an inside job with Professor Stephen Jones of physics and, of course, head of architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, Richard Gage. And she's out there with him right now on the street in front of McCain's office. I'm told she went in there earlier. Senator Karen Johnson, thank you for coming on with us.
Oh, you bet, Alex. It's my pleasure. I'm standing here right behind Blair, who is truly one of my heroes.
Tell us basically what's happening.
Well, Senator McCain has received all the information. He's got the DVD of Richard Gage. He's got information from Blair, and that has been given to him. The staff here at McCain's office here in Phoenix has validated that McCain now has all this information, and that the request to be able to have Blair speak with him, even if it's only an hour. I mean, Blair is certainly willing to take that if that's what he could get, and have Stephen Jones and Richard Gage come and speak with McCain. They've had that now for a couple of days, and Blair has not received an answer yet. He is still hoping today to get some kind of an answer. They know that this is day 17. Blair is getting very weak, but he's very courageous. I don't know how much longer he's going to be able to continue this, but that's where we're at right now, waiting for a response from Senator McCain, who actually does have all the information.
And I'm told that you went down there today to not just visit with Mr. Gadsby, but to also go into the senator's office. Who did you talk to in there, Senator?
Well, I have not gone in there today. Now, I went in there a couple of days ago and gave them a letter, you know, from my office requesting that Senator McCain take the time for this man's sake and for many of our sakes to go ahead and meet with him, because this is a critical issue, Alex, as I know that you know. I mean, in my opinion, 9/11 is the catalyst for all of these issues that have happened, you know, since then. Our loss of freedoms and liberties pertaining to our Constitution and the Bill of Rights, Homeland Security, oh my gosh, I'm just Patriot Act, loss of habeas corpus, the you know, spying on us, the North American Union, real ID, the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, the debacle of the dollar, all of this has come. You know, I mean, there were things in the works beforehand, but this was the catalyst.
Senator Johnson, any other key points you'd like to add?
Well, yesterday on the floor, I don't know if you're aware, but Blair came down to the Senate, and he was up in the gallery with many. There probably were about 30 9/11 truthers with him, and they held him up. They literally supported him on each side as we introduced him to the senators on the floor. There and at the Senate, and we gave, you know, just a short speech about 9/11 and why we felt it was so important, and I was happy to be able to do that. We've practically had a press blackout here in the Phoenix area on that. There was nothing in the papers today, you know, with any of the papers about this.
Well, we're trying to break that blockade here. You've certainly got some mainstream media attention. You're having a great victory. And that's right. He's so weak that he's having trouble even standing up now.
Yeah.
17 days out there in the 100-plus degree heat. And we want him to take care of himself. I wonder how much longer he can hold out, Senator.
You know, I don't know, but it's interesting, Alex, because I think God's watching down on this. Because I cannot tell you how the temperatures have been so low for this time of year. We've had good breeze, and it's been in the 90s when we're usually at 110 by now. So this is quite unusual, and another cold front has moved through. And when I say cold front, that probably sounds funny, but it's brought us back down into the 90s when we were at 101 or 2. So the weather has been very kind to Blair at this time of year.
All right. Well, check in with us in the days as this develops, Senator Johnson, and we commend you for getting the word out every way you can in your area. If all of us do similar things, there's no way this cover-up and this mass murder is going to continue. If we don't, the people that committed the attacks are going to use them to totally overturn our way of life and turn us into a New World Order police state. Senator, thank you for spending time with us, and thanks for going out to get Blair Gadsby support.
God bless you for what you do. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you so much. There goes Senator Karen Johnson popping in with us. From the side of Blair Gadsby. Okay, let me get back now into Internet 2. Let me just calmly go over the facts here. Up on screen, secret plan to kill Internet by 2012 leaked. Some question of report that pay-per-view system to be introduced is a hoax, but wider march to regulate the web is documented. And the reason we're covering this in the last few weeks, tens of millions of views on different versions of the same video, with this young lady and others talking about inside sources that told them inside industry that there was a plan by 2012 to go to pay-per-view internet. Now, I'm not criticizing this group. I'm glad that the Info Babe and others got this attention, because now people are asking us hundreds of times a day if this is true. Yes, it's true. Let me take you to an article written by Paul Watson. This story was written March 16th, 2006, so that's 2 years and 3 months ago. And if you read this headline, MySpace is the Trojan horse of internet censorship, media elite's last gap effort to save crumbling empire. And then in the article, there are links to mainstream news articles where the Internet 2, ICANN, the United Nations, the federal government, the UK Inquirer, and others admitted that under Internet 2, 50 corporations, 50 universities, and the government of the United States and other governments working together are going to do several things. Now, here they are that they're doing in tandem together. Taxes on the Internet, an Internet tax that you have to pay to the federal government, just a blanket tax to get on the web yearly that then registers you. You've got to enter a registration number in. Microsoft, for at least 7 years, has been trying to implement thumbprinting biometrically for your, quote, security and all new keyboards. That they're having trouble implementing that. That's good news. They also plan to make you basically pay taxes and an internet stamp on top of it on a cap on emails. Okay, and they've been demonizing emails and pushing that agenda. But the big one you hear is net neutrality, that big internet service providers, but more importantly, the backbones like Cogent and Level 3 and others and the main backbones put in by Cisco and the system built by DARPA and the federal government back in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, that they are going to stop communicating with each other unless they have peer-to-peer agreements and unless you buy subscriptions, and then you'll have limited areas that you can go to, and literally 99-plus percent, that's in their own words, of the old web will be walled off. But that isn't enough for them. They are going to take the government laid down systems tied in with the telecoms and the big telecommunications hubs and simply not update the old internet hubs and let them fail, forcing you onto Internet 2. Now, remember, there is a story up on prisonplanet.com right now that Paul Watson wrote on June 11th, 2008, titled "Secret Plan to Kill the Internet by 2012 Leaked." And then this is a 20-page article. Now, if you care anything about the web, you better read this article Paul Watson wrote. Every paragraph is hyperlinks to government documents, industry insiders, mainstream media reports where they admit all this. So we can't even get the general public, who has been trained to be in denial and deny what's happening, to admit that they're trying to get rid of net neutrality, which will destroy the web in and of itself. We can't even get the public to admit that they're trying to tax the web when states are already doing it. Other governments are already doing it. Governments are pushing ISPs to put filtering in like China has. Universities, corporations already block out Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Another facet of Internet 2 is that once you're forced over to it, it'll be like MySpace, YouTube, where you'll have your own channel. And they say this in Internet 2, this big consortium of them meeting and deciding how to build it and set it up. I learned about it 6 years ago, but they've been meeting for 10 years plus, actually 12. They say that you'll sign a contract with them, they'll own your intellectual property, just like YouTube and everybody else says. We have a subpage, they own it. Whatever you post, they say they have rights to. You will have no free speech. They will own your material. They can shut you down, suspend you at will, and they say, oh, well, it's private. It's like you can't protest in a mall. They say it's private property. They control what you say. They control what you do. So the new web will be 100 domains. This is what they said in 2001. They're debating this now. And that you will have a subsite on 100 domains. There will be institutional, and there will be private. But it will all be regulated by the government, controlled by the corporations and 50 universities slash institutions. This is the new web. Why are they doing this? Newspaper circulation down the last 15 years by 60-plus percent. It's about 65 now. TV ratings, even on cable, down. First cable killed TV. Broadcast TV, now cable's being killed by this. They cannot compete. When I have millions of people a week listening to millions listening to the podcast, and I'm able to sell advertising and raise the $20,000 a month it takes for our bandwidth, and it's growing. Understand, they also claim, and they're doing it in Texas and all over, Comcast, Time Warner, they're all announcing, you pay for your internet connection. You pay 30, 40, 50, 100 bucks. You're paying for the bandwidth that they cost to get it streamed. I then pay on my end for the server so you can get it. They're making huge profits. Telecommunications, especially in the internet, is one of the highest profit ratios left in our society when everything else, the service economy, the construction economy, the manufacturing economy is imploding. They're now coming in with regulations, taxes, controls, and they're talking about, for tiny amounts of bandwidth, charging you masses of money for this. So there's a multi-pronged attack. We have a bunch of detailed articles where they say it themselves. So basically, it's internet users and companies and people that have stores online. It's all over. 50 companies and 50 universities and government institutions in tandem. That's the government angles of the universities. They will decide what you can have on the web. They will decide where you can go. I mean, we're talking about, they say, for 200 channels, 200 websites, which will be Time Warner and Google and the rest of it, you will be paying $40-plus dollars a month. And that's it. You will not get to InfoWars.com. You will not get to PrisonPlanet.com. You will not get to any of these websites. And I'm begging you, the listeners, to not believe me, to go to PrisonPlanet.com, and all of you out there later watching this on the web, and to read through the last 5 years, 6 years, we've been warning you about this, the last 2.5 intensely. The San Francisco Chronicle tech writers didn't believe us, and they wrote a big story covering our article 2 years ago, our Trojan Horse article. And that's one of the only mainstream places that has put this out. So I do want to toot our horn and say that regardless of what your political views are, regardless of what you think of us out there in cyberspace, love us or hate us, we have been on the front lines of studying this and researching it. Hours reading the Internet 2 meetings in Austin and in London and in Chicago and in New York and in Tokyo, where they laugh, and they always announce at the beginning of their three-day conferences, the Internet is dead. And it's just like you paid for roads, and then they just come in and have the government hand it over to them. And then now it's new rules on their roads. I want to bring Jason Bermas in here, and Jason is a huge tech guy, a lot more technical than I am. Of course, Loose Change fame, making a new film here with us, working with us the next few months in the office, been filling in some on the show. We got about 3 or 4 minutes before break, Jason, but I want you, for listeners out there, to explain to them that it's not just net neutrality. It's not just taxation. It's not just bandwidth caps. It is not building, not maintaining the old hub, forcing you on. That's their number one goal, and that's the part nobody's talking about. This isn't just net neutrality where the different groups don't communicate with each other anymore, and you buy subscriptions for fractions of the web, and it kills that incredible, you know, connectivity and that huge community. The key to all of this is they are going to shut down the old web. Jason Bermas.
Yeah, I mean, I was shocked when I read that they're actually beta testing this right now, not only in America, but in Texas, in Beaumont, Texas. And how it works, folks, is this. They're not only going to limit the amount that you can download, but they're also going to limit the speed at which you can download it. So for 5 gigabytes a month, they want to charge you $30, and it's at a reduced rate. It's like a DSL line. Now, they know that they could give you more, but they want to limit you. And then if you go over this 5 gigabytes, well, then you're in the next price range. You're at 40 gigabytes, and that's, instead of $30, it's $45. Now, here's where it gets really tricky. Once you go over that 40-gigabyte limit, which is nothing, folks, let me clue you in. If you watch a movie on Google Video, okay, something that's a little over an hour long, that's 1 gigabyte. You surf the web for a couple days, that's another gigabyte. If you're one of the people like me who likes to share movies on file share networks, likes to upload things to FTP sites to other people, does it for work, we're talking about $1 each gigabyte. So say I'm working on a project with Alex Jones, and I have to send uncompressed video to Alex. Well, that uncompressed video could be anywhere from 10 to 20 gigabytes itself, so I'm going to be charged another $10 to $20 just for that day. And you're talking about bills that could be in the hundreds, if not thousands, in private businesses.
Now, let me explain what they do. They built our society sprawling, whether you love it or hate it, where we have to have fuel, where our cities are built out, unless you're talking about Boston or New York. You've got to have fuel to get to work. They control that. Their own documents come out. They jack up the oil prices and squeeze us. The government builds the web. They design it. We pay to build the grid with our internet fees, with our connection fees, with our server fees. And then they just take it all away, Jason.
Absolutely. It's supply and demand. If they have the only supply, they can demand whatever they like. And that's what we're seeing. And one of the things that you
And the crime is killing the old web.
Oh, absolutely. And right now, let me explain how it works. You have an IP address on your computer. Everybody who goes on your computer logs in through that IP address. In the future, in Internet 2, you're going to have a biometric thumb scan on your keyboard.
And they say this.
Yes. And
this is not a conspiracy theory.
No, this is what we're being trained for right now. Some of the new laptops have it, and you can't get on your laptop unless it's your thumbprint. So now your household, your kids, your wife.
Stay there. For the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I'm going to continue during the break. For others, we'll come back with the final 5 minutes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Again, I hear all these Americans asking why oil prices are so high. OPEC says why. Congressional reports say the dollar's been devalued by over 60%. The public knows nothing. I tell the public they're planning to incrementally shut down the web, shut down the hubs, force you onto systems that are, quote, corporate or governmental, where they say you have no free speech. Congress is having meetings showing 9/11 truth, saying we got to restrict free speech. The Bilderberg Group met this weekend in Chantilly. We went and covered it. We forced them to put out a press release for the second time in their history saying they wanted to restrict free speech on the web in their own admission. We've destroyed the establishment media. I see him trying to put it back in Pandora's box. I don't think it's going to work, but we've got to push harder than ever while we still have somewhat free access. I mean, we've already, for going back 8-9 years, I've got ISPs admitting in England and Germany and the U.S. they block InfoWars all the time. We've already been dealing with this censorship, or Google not showing our stories headlines, or not showing that we're number one. We're really number one, being caught, dig, caught cheating. They already do it per website because we're kicking their butt. I mean, you'll have 25,000 comments on one of my web post on YouTube, and it'll say 1,000 views. How do you have 25,000 comments and 1,000 views? They're cheating, ladies and gentlemen, because they can't beat the signal. They can't beat the info war. Jason Burmes.
Yeah, so now they're going to try to restrict that signal. They're going to restrict the content you can have, and I'll be very doubtful if anyone will carry InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or any of the sites that are really putting it out there. And I wouldn't even be surprised that when you post something, they'll have a screener that will go through it. And
No. I was at two hotels this last week, and both hotel internet said, you're going to a website that doesn't have a proper security certificate, which these weren't secure sites. There's no reason for that. Mm-hmm. Are you sure you want to go to this dangerous website? I mean, I'm already banned in most universities, most libraries, most corporations. I know 5 people have been fired for Dell. They're allowed to visit stuff on lunch, but not InfoWars. It's considered terror.
Mm-hmm. And then you look at the Bilderberg press release, and they talk about cyber terrorism. And it's very interesting that now some of these war games, these drills, the red team happens to be anti-globalist hackers, Alex. See, people who know how to use a computer and are against globalism and the elite, they're terrorists now. That's basically what they're trying to do. The anti-globalist hackers are going to get into the infrastructure.
Folks, here's the deal. You better appreciate InfoWars, Prison Planet, the Genesis Network, and all the other groups that are out there. And we'd all better stop fighting with each other over what group runs it, or who says it right, or who makes mistakes. We better get together and say, we're against getting rid of our borders, the North American Union. We're against getting rid of net neutrality. We're against Internet, too. We're against them filtering content as Comcast and others. Hundreds of them admit they're doing it. It's already been going on, like China. They can end the free web tomorrow. Basically, Internet, too, is the same Chinese filtered model. They admit that. IBM, Cisco, they're over there running that. Yahoo and Google help run the censorship for China. They admit it. This is it. If you want free web, if you want what you've been having, it is about to end. You better go to InfoWars.com and get this story, Secret Plan to Kill the Internet by 2012 leaked, and all these stories. And you better get this video and put it up on YouTube and Google and spread it, folks, because, I mean, all of us are going to lose it. And I want to see all those other activist sites and others to stop sucking their thumbs and obsessing on little side issues and things and spend a little time spending it on hardcore stuff like this. Again, we were there first warning you because we read source documents. Burmes?
Yeah, if they don't do that, then they won't have a forum to gripe, really, Alex. There will be no forum where we can discuss these matters at all because their websites will be shut down as well. And it is so important that we have this alternative source of media, mainly because, you know, do we want an internet that's not going to report that Kucinich put out 35 articles of impeachment like the mainstream media didn't? Not on CBS.
Yeah, no mainstream.
No mainstream. Not on CNN. Nothing.
No mainstream reportage. Great point on that. No mainstream reportage on the White House memo, the Downing Street memo. We break the news you see years later. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. For anybody that missed any of it, go to InfoWars.com. Click on those streams. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com.
While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
To GCN.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books.